this is the way the colonial settlers made their butter. Would anyone like to take a turn?
This is PFW in progress.
Yeah, over here. Let him do it. He's had a lot of practice.
PFW in progress.
Yeah, familiar with the motion.
Yeah, he turns it about four times a day.
With Fred Kirsch.
What's your name, Patriot?
My name's
Paul Perillo.
I'm on my senior class trip. I'm here from Lexington, Mass., home state of Paul Revere, John Hancock, and Noma! Noma!
Okay, you want a turn?
And Andy. And Andy?
Ooh, wow, you got strong arms. He would have definitely survived the hardships of a colonial lifestyle.
Andy Hart.
Hey, Math in Washington. I can't understand a freaking word you're saying. That accent makes you sound retarded.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Why are y'all taping this?
Yeah, I do all my projects on video because I suffer from several as yet unnamed learning disabilities.
He did not get proper nutrition during his toddler years.
Swear to God.
Yeah, his mother's breast milk's like Bailey's Irish cream.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
Hey, where'd you get that dress? Ye old house of juggery?
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Yeah, the job market is really ridiculous right now.
Yeah, I got fired from Tom McCann for using the foot measure inappropriately.
Apparently my wiener is a lady size 5.
What's the deal with that?
Stop by.
You're really involved in this. This has become your cause célèbre.
No, I'm just. Who's they? I never heard it.
Well, it's like a word.
It's like a word?
Yeah.
Cause célèbre.
Yeah.
Eric probably knows when he comes
back. Oh, he'll know. Yeah, he'll know. Yeah.
So I'm sure strippers will be able to do that.
So okay. What is it about LT? I know you don't like him, but don't you think you're carrying it a little far here? Or?
Not really.
Is this going to, you know...
He just fumbled.
Is this going to, you know, take over your life?
That's his first fumble.
You're going to start picketing Charger Stadium?
Oh, no, I don't care about him. He'll have a good year next year. Then the playoffs will come, and I'm sure he'll...
Okay.
A foot injury or something.
So make sure everything's all right here.
And Tom's not the only one who's ripping him.
No, I know.
You know, Deion Sanders, Marcellus Wiley, although he's ripping everybody.
But I like, did you see Wiley on ESPN? He destroys the guy who, Smith, who got hired for, and they said, now just to clear things up, you played for him under in Jacksonville, so are there any hard feelings or axes to grind? He said, no. He said, he goes, I didn't even get released. He said, I wanted to retire. He said, I wanted to retire back in Dallas. He said, he goes, he's a nice guy. I like him. He said, I just don't think he's ready to be an NFL head coach. I like that, Wiley.
You would. He's like you. Well, but he's swinging.
No, but he's the first guy that I've ever really seen that comes on ESPN and just says what he thinks.
Yeah, that's why he won't be.
Yeah, I was going to say they'll take care of that. He'll be on the best damn sports show pretty soon.
Yeah, they like milk toast on ESPN.
Right.
That's why Vrabel hasn't been back since he was doing that draft commentary. Luis right. Castillo was coming out.
All right. Now you said you had something you wanted. What kind of shoes are those?
Ugly ones.
Yeah, what's that? Where'd you get those out of the Salvation Army bin?
No, somebody gave them to me.
Jeez. You wear clothes that people give to you?
My brother-in-law works in the shoe industry.
You probably found them on your property somewhere. No, really. You got these, like, fold-over, I don't know what color they are, kind of yellowish-brown shoes with a buckle that folds over. Now, why are you wearing these?
You should never have shoes
with a
buckle.
I wear them, like, once every 8 months with this shirt.
I mean, for a metrosexual, they might be stylish. I don't know. I'm not up on the styles. Is this a good shoe that you're wearing?
I think it probably is.
Yeah?
Why don't we wait till Eric gets
Joseph
down.
Aboud.
Wow! See, I knew there was something.
They were
to this.
Free. I just told you the guy works in the shoe industry.
Your brother-in-law works in the shoe industry?
Yes.
Well, why don't we just wait till Eric comes
teams
in?
Teams
in
the
we'll
Super Bowl.
Find out how good those.
He doesn't want to talk. I brought up Brady earlier, and he didn't want to talk. He wants to talk.
No,
about shoes.
Well, you've got your feet up on the table, so I had to notice your shoes.
You didn't have to talk about them,
which is not nice. You shouldn't have your dirty shoes up on the table.
They're clean. They're nice shoes.
You've been walking around all day.
Oh, you're saying this place is a dirty dump?
I'm saying every place is. I've seen people do. Oh,
can we talk about Brady?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just find it funny, the whole dynamic of one day it's a national story when they don't know what the injury is
right.
because of the picture of the boot. And then we find out it's quote-unquote a mild high ankle sprain, which I've always been told is a very tough injury to deal with, and it's just sort of got pushed to the back burner. It's not quite as big a story anymore. Now, I mean, they asked about it in the press conference, but it's like from a Patriots fan perspective, oh, well, it's just a mild ankle sprain, a source
Well, there's
said.
Nothing, from the media perspective, there's nothing more you can do with it until next week.
No, absolutely. The media, right. I think
fans,
Andy's larger point
and
is
the general...
it seems that when no one knew what it was, no one was. Everybody was concerned. Now we know it's a high ankle sprain, and now no one's concerned.
Well, we don't know that. Well, one girl reported it.
No, it's accurate.
Two different people with two different sources.
And it's accurate.
How do you know that?
It's accurate.
And by the way, you know, if you don't want to believe the sources, Brady's father was quoted extensively talking about it.
And, Fred, it's 100%.
About a high ankle sprain?
Fred, it is 100% accurate. I can guarantee it.
You can guarantee
okay,
that.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
100% accurate.
Oh, yeah.
But the larger issue is it's like they said, well, he had a knee brace on, and the next day we find out, well, he's got a partially torn ACL. Oh, good, he'll be fine. It's a major injury. Ron O'Neill was a former trainer here. And I remember having a conversation with him about high ankle sprains, and he said it's one of the hardest injuries to deal with.
Well, Troy Brown had one, and it cost him almost a full season 1 year.
Right, and Todd Heap, and these guys have them.
Well, the question is...
But we're just like, well, it's a mild high ankle sprain. He'll be fine.
The question is, are there varying degrees of it?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
And listen, yes. I don't think any of us thinks that he's not going to play.
No.
But...
To just, like, sweep it under when someone says, oh, it's mild.
That's the funny thing is... It's a high ankle sprain that could conceivably bother him a right. little bit in the game.
And other people have had it and thought it was minor and it didn't go away. It affected them. So it could be one of those things. Right. He's going to inject what he needs to inject, tape what he needs to tape, brace what he needs to brace. He's going to do whatever. He's not LT. He'll be on the field in Arizona. But is there any chance that it might affect him?
I don't know, but Matt says, just so you know, the first 5 minutes of the show was dead air. I thought Bob Kraft finally figured out what you guys were up to and shut you down. that's too bad because that was probably our best 5 minutes ever. You missed some unbelievable online radio.
We learned 10 new words we're not allowed to say, and you'll never hear them.
That was the
I'm sure you'll say a few of them anyway.
That was the greatest five.
Ain't no chance of that.
5 minutes ever. So.
See, David Gibbons had a third surgery on his knee.
Yeah, his.
So you think fans are making too light of this injury?
I think the red flag
should be going up the flagpole right now.
But you're misunderstanding.
Well, now you got to go to the other extreme.
Right. I'm not saying that there's too light or too. I just think it was a funny dynamic that people were worried when they didn't know what it was.
Right.
Now we know what it is, and it's, as Andy pointed out, somewhat significant, and no one's worried.
And I was the opposite.
It's funny.
Like I told Tom, because I had told him
walking around in cowboy boots on the same day, it couldn't have been that bad.
Phillip Rivers was walking around. He had torn ACL. Don't tell me that didn't affect him. Ask Ellis Hobbs. He got a free pick.
He was limping around.
I'm not saying that fans should be more concerned.
Well, I didn't.
I'm not saying that fans should be more concerned. I'm just finding it funny that.
You're right. Nothing's wrong. Eric will come and tell you
the same. There was concern when you didn't know what it was. Now that you know what it is, there's no concern. I find that dynamic funny. That's
like,
all.
Oh, my heart hurts. I'm sure it's just an ejection. Oh,
you've
a heart
actually
attack.
Had a
I'm
heart
fine.
Attack. Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll be all right.
But don't you think that Brady going on the radio himself and saying, hey, it's fine, also helped alleviate people's fears?
That was before
it was out there.
That was on Monday.
Yeah, and then it was Monday night that he was filmed pictured with the boot, and that's when everybody got all upset.
Well, who got upset?
Fans.
It was on every
I think the media got upset.
And every,
the media didn't get upset.
We
the
got
media
emails
just
about it. Everybody was talking about it.
When these things happen, Paul, do all the fans call you and tell you how they're feeling?
Here
how do you know?
This is going to be a brawl now.
Andy, I'm sorry you brought it up. I think it's a very legitimate point. But obviously, Fred doesn't want to play today. So
Brady's fine. 100%.
I
think he is going to be fine. I'm not concerned about it.
I think he tweaked it. I think they're being precautionary, putting in a boot to, as you said, immobilize it so it'll heal faster.
That's not the question.
But you're just
right. You're missing the whole point.
Andy was saying that he's surprised that when it first came out, people were concerned. Then when they found out what it was, they were just, oh, phew, it's just a
no, I think
high,
just
ankle.
High ankle sprain.
But I think they found out what it was coupled with a bunch of other stuff, too. Seeing him walking around fine. Hearing him on the radio, a bunch of things added up to say he'll,
again,
he'll be okay.
All of those things happened before we found out what the injury was.
Yeah.
And seeing him walk around fine is not the same as seeing him drop back 50 times and throw the football.
I know, but all those things add up to him.
We all know he's going to play. We all know, he's as tough as they come. You know, Bill talked about it at his press conference today. Let's just drop it.
So he was Steve
McNair. So anything that you found out since then change your opinion of the Patriots' chances in this game?
No.
So I think that's what fans feel, too.
But I didn't have any chances affected when I saw him walking around in the boot either. But everybody else seemed...
Well, if you're not worried right now...
The points went from 13.5 to 12.
But, Fred, I'll be honest.
If you're not worried right now, how come the fans should be?
I thought there was a 90...
But they were worried initially. Why are they not now?
How do you know? Everyone I talk to...
Did you listen
to anything on the radio? Because I read emails. I listen to the radio. My wife called me because people at work were saying, is Brady going to play? Is he going
to
be okay?
You didn't get phone calls from people that know your work here to ask how Brady is?
Not one.
Well, you're rich and your people
more people are concerned about...
We're men of the people.
Right, yeah. They were more concerned with the market crash.
More people are concerned with his hair loss than his injury.
Well, that was the dumbest
thing. No one called me, but I think we know why.
But I thought if I thought there was a 10% chance when we first saw the picture that it would affect him, I now think there's a 14% chance.
Really?
It's greater now than before.
Okay.
Because I found out it's an injury that's tough to read and can be very.
So you do think it has hurt their, you know, even if it's 4%, it has lessened their chances?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hairline chance, but I think it's worse when we find out that it's a high ankle sprain than before.
Okay. Paul doesn't. You don't think?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But I just, like I said, when I saw him with the boot, I didn't think it was anything really big to worry about.
Well, you didn't know what to worry about at that point.
Yeah, now we know it's an issue that's tough to read and can be major.
It could have been the Elizabeth Frank injury.
It was
Who
funnier
knows?
When it was Anne Frank.
Oh, okay. I mean, we didn't know what the injury was then, but, you know.
And now we know it's something that's
and now,
that could be significant.
Well, he says it isn't.
Okay.
You know.
Bill said he misinterpreted a rule. I mean,
you know.
You can say whatever you want to say.
I don't think if it was a significant injury, he'd be in New York walking around with flowers. And,
I agree.
You know?
I agree, too. That's why it wasn't really a flutter in the first place.
Right. And I'm not a flutter now.
But there are people that
Eric
were.
Eric is.
Would you admit that there were some people that were And now there is nobody that
is. Oh, there's always people on either side to do everything.
But now would you admit that there's nobody that really is concerned at all?
I don't know.
There's always people.
I seem not to have the pulse that you have on everybody. I don't know.
I'm asking your opinion. It's not a scientific
poll. I would say that there's probably a small amount of people like Andy who are concerned, and most people think it's fine, including Giants fans. I've heard today that it's a conspiracy the Patriots are doing to mess with people's heads.
Who said
you heard that, but you didn't hear anybody worried on Monday about the fact that he was walking around in a boot.
I wanted to know.
Who told you it was a conspiracy?
I wanted to know what was going on Monday. I saw him in a boot. I don't know what's going on. But I figured, hey, he's probably okay because, you know, he's out there walking around New York.
Right.
If he had a serious injury, you know, he'd be in the training room getting treatment and not traveling and all that stuff.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Right. I agree with all
that. I agree with you.
You know, so I don't know. Anyway, that's good. We got into an argument in the first half hour.
But I agree with you on that. I think that's a fair assessment, that if it was a really significant injury that was going to prevent him from playing in any way, I don't think he would have been walking around New York.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I think the injury he suffered in 01 in Pittsburgh was more severe than this one.
He said that. Well, yeah.
I don't know how he was walking after that.
Brady's father said his ankle injury in the Super Bowl, in the AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh was worse than this one.
So they did okay with that. So I'm good. I'm not worried about
Tom
Brady.
And he only had a week, by the way, to recover from that, and he has 2 weeks to recover from this.
And the other issue is there a feud going on with ESPN? Sal Pal is targeting a different time when he heard it? Somebody told me about that, but I haven't seen it. Third quarter and a certain play.
Yeah, I was at the game.
So yeah, I was too.
Well, I know that one of the local stations on the news had a different play. It was a play that he was sacked on.
Sal Pal's, I believe, is a sack.
Now this was like Monday. I think Joe Amorcino on Channel 7 had a sack that, and after that, he said that he noticed him kind of favoring the ankle or something like that. Both of them could be right. You know, he may have originally done it when Jaws broke it down, and then...
I still don't see the Jaws one.
He clearly is favoring that ankle.
No, I thought he was, too.
After he throws the ball, he immediately takes all the weight off his right foot.
I thought so, yeah.
He puts it all on the
and
left.
And on the handoffs,
the
I
handoffs,
I'm
going
to have to YouTube that again.
The handoffs I don't see as noticeably as Jaws did.
I don't see it as noticeably, but I can kind of see him just putting more, like, leaning towards the left leg a little more.
A couple times.
I agree with Tom and Fred. I thought he immediately put all the weight on the left foot when he threw that ball.
Speaking of YouTube, criticism of Richard Seymour headbutting the coach.
He didn't headbutt.
I didn't think so either. If anything, his grill might have touched him.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell.
He didn't headbutt.
Well, if he hit him with his grill, then it's
a
little more.
That's headbutting if he did,
but
I don't think
he barked.
He barked at him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
His head move.
Yeah, I did not see a headbutt.
But I could understand a guy from another team getting offended at that. Don't yell at my coaches.
Well, right. Wait a minute. He was yelling at O'Hare, and then the coach runs in. Get away!
O'Hare plays for the Giants.
McNeil.
O'Neal, I'm sorry.
McNeil.
O'Neal, I'm sorry. The coach was just trying to defuse the situation by getting
get out.
And I'm not even
get
sure
out,
he was a coach,
punk.
By the way.
Get out. Yeah, it was.
Do we even know he was a coach?
I don't know. He's been described as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Get out.
That's not
how it works.
Get away.
Coaches are supposed to put an end to that stuff.
Let the refs do that. Get out.
The refs?
Yeah.
The game wasn't even going on.
They're out
there. Well, you can still get flagged.
Yeah.
But I mean, this was not something
probably
that the refs
should
were
have been a flag. I would have thrown a flag.
They were
but
both.
But I totally disagree with the characterization of that being a headbutt.
Yeah.
That was not a headbutt.
How dare they say that
Now,
all of a sudden, Matt Light's dirty.
Well, that's been kind of gone back and forth since that game.
Yeah.
Both sides have kind of accused the other of being dirty.
So now the new thing is the Patriots are a dirty team. What, the rest of the league is like
these
gentlemen that just, you know, play the sporting game.
Right.
What, the Patriots are these dirty, vicious
Well, that's my problem
Oakland
with it.
Raiders.
That's my problem with it, Fred. You be dirty, too. Do the same things, you know, grab them, poke them.
That theory
the
I have
thing.
No problem with, but denying it is a little disingenuous on your part.
Who denied it?
Yeah, oh, now we're dirty and the rest of the league
are
playing
gentlemen. Well, that's what they're saying. They're all, and now, you know, the Patriots are a dirty team.
How many other teams you seen a guy poke a guy in the eye?
That stuff happens all the time. Okay. Come on.
That's how they do pants.
Come on.
Guys always walk up to other guys, take their finger and point it in between the face mask.
It's football.
But I kind of agree with your main point, but I thought the poke in the eye, I mean, right. That's pretty cheap.
I've never seen that. Now, I can imagine what goes on at the bottom of a pile when you're recovering a fumble.
But that's football. That's
old school. I'm assuming there's some eye gouging going on in that, but just standing in jarring face to face with a guy and one guy poking
you. Very slowly.
I've never seen that in my life.
It wasn't meant to hurt. It was a threat. It was meant to warn him. You better watch it. I've got my eye on you.
I've got my eye in your finger in my eye.
You know, it wasn't meant to hurt. Fraudulent. Who's the guy for Jacksonville last year? Was it Clint Ingram, the linebacker that completely drilled Brady when he was on the ground?
Yeah.
It's a cheap shot. It was a cheap play. Vicious hit. I'm not going to be hypocritical. When I see it happen the other way, I'm going to say it.
But I think the finger is worse.
Because God, yes.
You hit a guy late in your career. You're trying to hurt him, but you're not specifically trying to hurt him. When you jam a finger in an eye, you know what's going on.
Almost all my hits were late. I couldn't get there in time.
So is Rodney's.
All right, everything but Patriots.com here.
All right. Brady on SportsCenter right now. I'm sure they're saying he's going to be fine. It's just a mild high ankle sprain.
There was some concern earlier in the week, but it's only a mild high ankle sprain.
All right, webradio at patriots.com.
Let's take a break after
today's
that,
lunch is provided by who, Gary?
Chris Simonelli.
Is that Chris from the Bronx?
No, it's a different Chris.
Oh, another Chris. Chris Simonelli.
The Bronx is called Chris from the Bronx.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break.
You can't. Gary's standing next to you.
Well, as soon as Gary gets back in the booth. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We got a lot of good emails coming in, so I'm excited to read them. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
All right, give me some more cowbell. All right, John on in L.A. is on the phone. John, how you doing?
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Hello, John.
Johnny. John is
he
gone.
He does this all the time. He calls up and then he hangs up.
I like to blame Gary.
Are the phone operators on strike out there, too? Anyway, we'll talk to John in a little bit. I'm sure he'll call back. But, again, a big shout-out to Chris Simonelli for today's lunch.
What would the phone operators have to do with it? This isn't like 1900 where you call the lady and say, put me through to line 9.
I don't know. They have to have
you dial a number and it goes to that number. There's I don't think a person touches it.
There's somebody out there. I mean, people work for the phone company, don't they?
Not doing that. I mean, you're thinking of that lady sitting at the board pulling the plug out and plugging it into the...
On the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah.
Somebody could have bumped the switch.
We've moved beyond that.
Get me Bensonhurst 5930.
Right.
You lived through that era, didn't you?
I did not.
Did Paul?
No.
Did you? Any of you guys, are you old enough to remember rotary phones?
Yes. Oh, I'm old enough for that, and I'm also old enough to remember when Massachusetts...
I didn't ask you. I know you are.
617.
I know you are.
Now, was 508 your area code, like, when you were growing up?
How the hell would I know? Since I've been dialing a phone.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's what I meant.
Now, I remember it was just 617.
We had just
but
617
I do remember at my summer cottage.
Mass. Yeah. Whoa, at my summer cottage.
I paused to let you through there.
I was going to see. You could see the glimmer in his eye.
Right.
You know
uh-oh.
You only had to dial four numbers. If it was in town, you didn't have to dial anything else.
Right.
You could just dial the four digits, and it would go right through.
Right.
Because I could call my grandmother by doing that.
Now, on your property, you have a couple area codes, right? It's not all the same area code.
Right.
All right. On the phone now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Congratulations. You guys must be psyched to get to Phoenix.
Woo! We are.
Or Glendale or whatever. Hey, Andy, you know I love you, but the idea that Vince Wilfork jammed his finger in the guy's face is a little misleading. You know that's not what happened.
That's what Andy does all the time,
What's misleading about it? He took his finger and poked him in the eye.
He didn't go and poke him in the eye. He pointed into his face mask, but he wasn't, like, jamming it in his eye to, like, actually.
You're right.
He
didn't twist the shiv. He only stuck it in him.
Okay.
It was an idiotic thing to do, but he wasn't trying to hurt him.
I think he missed, to be honest with you. But
really?
No. I don't think he poked him in the eye. I think technically you're right. I don't think he poked him in the eye. I don't think that was a lack of effort, though.
I got to say, the blog is awesome. And, Fred, I know you like to sort of leave him wanting more, but as much blogging as possible.
Okay. All right.
Really.
Okay.
And I have one quick question, I'll let you guys go. The Giants' defense, and I'm not saying this in a flippant, cocky way. I mean it. Who are we afraid of on that defense besides Strahan, OC, and maybe Justin Tuck?
Yeah, I'm afraid of their defensive line.
That would be it.
Yeah. That's it.
I think Antonio Pierce is a pretty good player.
But I don't think their linebackers or secondary is going to throw fear into anybody. I think that
their Pierce can make plays.
Their front four
would be the last guy
could cause you some trouble.
And that includes taking into account that they've obviously played better the last few weeks, like in the playoffs defensively. Well, even with that in consideration, you still think there's not really anyone to fear besides that front.
Right, and the front hasn't really gotten to the quarterback much lately. That's
right.
So... Although Brady, if he's limping.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, have fun at the Vine.
Okay, we're going to be there.
Right. Thanks for everything.
The Vine?
Yeah.
What's the Vine?
Bye. The Vine is, that's Thanks, John in L.A. The Vine is the official Arizona Fans Club headquarters.
Fred will be there.
I have to be honest with you. Against good teams.
We're all going Tuesday night.
I'm not going.
Wait, can I ask you something?
What? I'm
asking you a serious question.
Tom's mad at me now.
I'm asking a serious question.
Get over it.
Is this the guy that used to write those letters about Ernie Zampezi? I'm not going to see that guy.
He's former.
I don't blame you, Paul.
I've cut him off myself, but he's no longer the head of it.
Okay, if you assure me of that and you're forcing me to go, then I'll be there.
No, I think we should make an appearance Tuesday night.
Now, can we get back to Tom's point?
Yeah, Tom, what were you going to say? We just had to finish that up, Tom. Don't get all snippy. Come on.
I'm done with you. Move on.
We weren't finished with that conversation.
Read Chris Simonelli's email.
All right.
Guy buys lunch. Read his email.
Chris has written in. Hope you like the lunch. We do. I have to attend a meeting, so I'll listen to you guys later today. Can't wait for this game. What a season this has been. We're truly spoiled. As for the game, do you think the Giants will blitz us more this time? Also, what about putting Samuel on Plaxico instead of Hobbs? I know the Pats don't usually do this, but perhaps being the Super Bowl, they will.
Well, I was going to mention something about the blitz, but I don't, Fred, do you want to talk about where you're going Thursday night? Or...
We weren't finished with that conversation.
Now, all I was going to say is that it seems to be against good teams, the Giants' front four doesn't get a lot of pressure.
Right.
They didn't. They played three games against Dallas, and they didn't touch Romo until the second half of the playoff game when they started blitzing. And a lot of those sacks, because I'm doing those, I'm doing the game by game thing for the paper. Nine of them came against the Eagles. Twelve of them came in one game against the Eagles. Four came in another game against the Eagles. That's 16 against one team. And then you got like four against the Falcons, five against the 49ers. So they do have a good front four, but it seems to me they piled up a lot of sacks against some bad teams.
And they only have four in the four games, including the season finale and the three playoff games.
And let's
one game.
How many times does a front four come up and bother the Patriots? You know what I mean? Like how
Miami.
Many, That's the only one I can think of. Is
and that's really just a front one.
Right. Now, I will say, there weren't a lot of – I totally agree with Tom, by the way, because they had to blitz like crazy in the fourth quarter of that playoff game against Dallas before they finally started getting some heat on Romo, and that changed the game. But I will say, in the game that they played in December, the Giants didn't get a lot of sacks, but they did get enough pressure that they caused Brady to throw the ball quicker at times than he wanted to. Now, I don't know how much that's worth.
Well, if they can do that, I think they'd be successful.
And
I don't
they're
going
to have
can,
to because if they blitz,
they're going to get killed.
They're going to get killed because they don't have the secondary guys to cover up for a blitz.
And I don't think you can bank on sacking Brady like five times.
No
I think
way.
They got to do
that
what you
never
said.
Happens.
Is at least make him throw it quicker than he wants to. That's the best case scenario
right.
for you.
Okay. Webradio@patriots.com is the email
Thanks,
address. So the Vine on Tuesday. We're
what
all
is
going.
The Vine?
It's a sports bar, but it's where the official Arizona fan club meets.
Oh, okay.
Will it be catered?
I don't know. But we'll be
How
there.
Much am I dropping tonight?
Maybe one of our listeners can send food to the Vine.
Yeah,
for
how much,
well, it's a sports
what,
bar.
What am I dropping in Arizona, Fred? 300?
I don't know. What are you? What are you doing?
Well, apparently I'm going to the Vine on Tuesday.
You don't need to
can
drop
I,
anything.
Can I ask you, Tuesday night, isn't that usually the night that they have that media party?
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Sorry, Vine.
Well,
you're
we'll
out.
Go, we'll go there first. I'm renting a Cadillac for myself, you know, by
are
the way.
Are you really?
Yeah. Well, I asked for one.
So how, what do we,
I got to pay for it.
You
are
so
rich.
What do we get? Like, does the car just appear there and we have it?
No, we'll have use of three or four cars for our
So
use.
They'll just, what do we do like when yes. we leave? Do we have to return them?
Michelle Muse will have the keys, and you'll sign it out. At the end of the week, we got to make sure the gas tanks are full and give them back.
And that it's not destroyed.
Right.
That's why I'm not driving. That's,
if the gas tank is full, but it's missing like the right fender and the headlight.
Did you
that's,
fill out
that's
your form?
Good.
I did.
So that you can't
so
drive?
I got a yeah, call. Someone asked me if I was a citizen of the United States. Did
that's questionable.
That?
It's questionable.
Nope. No one called me and asked
that
me
Jess
that.
Jess Enos called me and said, she said, this is just a quick question. You're a citizen of the United States, right? And I said, yeah. And she
did
goes,
you know,
okay.
I never checked a box off that said I was or was not a
no.
citizen.
No.
I don't remember on that first form. No, I don't think there was one.
I think I did. I put USA.
On the TV. On the TV. On the driving one, there was a spot that you had to be a U.S. resident.
Right.
Oh, maybe I didn't check.
Oh,
so
I
that
didn't
wouldn't
check
be
that
going
off.
To the same place.
She just assumed that I was American.
Right. The other
Tom
one
looks
was going
a little.
I look a little fishy.
Yeah. So anyway,
a Mexican or something.
A lot of preparations to make in order to get down there. It's going to be a hectic week. But
now, we could blog this, but instead we're just talking about it right now.
Right.
On
this is blog material. Sure it is.
Now, you said you started the Kirsch Chronicles.
I did.
Now, that
I,
is one of the staples of Super Bowl week, Fred, and I know that your listeners would be thrilled.
Well,
that you're
I put down the first entry into that, so I'll be updating that as I have something
but
to
do. Can I ask what it is?
It's just, you know, it's kind of like a journal.
Oh.
That I... Starting back in 96, in the infancy of the web, you know, I started doing this daily thing. And a lot of people read it because there wasn't a lot
right.
going on in the web back
Thus
then.
Thus was the dawn of the blog right. era.
So I
you really
so
invented,
you
the
invented the blog. You're Al Gore.
You know, I might have. I don't know.
But it is good because we told you he goes to those like commissioners parties,
yeah.
owners
yeah.
things. You know, we're just like
you know the
going
whole,
to Hooters
right.
down the road.
Tom, you know the whole thing like. You know, our listeners, our readers, our fans, they want to know that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Fred actually has the stuff that
they
want to
know.
Know.
Right.
We don't.
Well,
I think we're making copies of our license.
You know, get right. a good look at Fred now because you won't see him again.
I'm thinking, though, this year I may not have time to go to the media day.
Really?
So, yeah.
Why is that?
I During the day, it's just going to be so busy.
What are you doing?
There's a lot of stuff.
Fred's an executive. He's got to.
But what does he do?
He's like Chandler on Friends. No one knows. No one will ever know. He does stuff.
All right.
What are you going to do Tuesday that you can't go to meetings?
No, it's just this is all this web stuff that I got to make sure
day
happens.
Is only a couple hours. It's not really a day.
I know, but it's getting there, and then we get yelled at by security because we don't know what door to go into. There's all this stuff that goes on. Remember that?
Yeah.
Media day, we walked around.
Tom, you'd be proud of me. I just said yes.
We walked around.
I've heard this story 24 times.
Finally, there was this big, long line. We were there like 3 hours early. We ended up having to get to the back of the line. Remember that?
I do remember it.
That was good, huh?
That was when you yelled at me.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was really I remember when you yelled at Ventron, too.
Shut the up.
Peter, shut up.
And then, of course, the punchline to the whole story, the important part is
Fred.
Michael Bishop's cousin's mother or something let us in.
Oh, yeah. We talked away.
He forgot about that part.
The actual interesting part he left out.
You know, he got the part. So we walked around the stadium, and then we walked around one more, and then we were in line, and then we went in.
The Bishop part, it's the key.
I forgot. That was a different time, though.
No, that was the same time he yelled at Peter.
Was it?
So you're confusing two stories now?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because even after we got through the line, we then walked around again.
Yeah.
It's all because we have these weird credentials. We don't have the same credentials as everybody else.
It's the same story we always
We're in that gray area.
We're
going
to be okay now,
nobody
right?
knows who we are. You work for the team.
But you talk to the hammer, so we're going to be all right now.
Well, they know who we are, but no one wants us. Yeah, the media doesn't want to claim us, and Bill certainly hates us.
That's why, as Andy points out, we're on the island of misfit toys.
Well put. All right, let's get to some emails, shall we? Because we have a lot, and people have things to say. They don't want to just hear us. They want their voice heard.
So read.
So shut up and
You're
read.
The one babbling over there.
Jonas.
Remember that? Remember that?
What?
That's what you kept saying to Paul. He said yes
that one time.
Times.
Yeah, it was cool.
Once again, good job on the blog, boys. But why is it called Gino is Still Rusty? I know that was the name of the first post from training camp last year, and it's always true. But can't one of the drones like Chris get this fixed? I didn't see that.
When I go, it puts the most recent one
up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're going into the training camp
Shift
section.
Shift F9.
Shift F5.
A rusty Gino? Do we have another Urban Dictionary entry?
is it just an open secret at Gillette that Fred looks just like Curt Schilling? No one ever talks about this, and it's clear as day, just wondering.
Very much so.
So how did you get a picture of Fred?
Yeah.
How do you know what Fred looks like?
And
that's what
so,
I
you
know.
Could send it along to somebody who may or may not have a MySpace page. I'm just saying.
That's what I want to know. I don't want to see my picture up on
MySpace. We're up over 100 friends, Fred, and some of them are very attractive women according to their photos.
Really? Is that right?
Yes. Oh. But when I click on it, it always says like this profile is blocked. You need to join an account.
Yeah, you have to
start
an account
so we can
but
be friends
with
them.
But we can't join because we're not really PFW.
Oh,
some guy does PFW.
I see. So I have to join
No,
myself.
You have to make your own account, and then you can start doing stuff.
So I can be friends with them.
I don't know.
With women online?
I don't get involved in the MySpace and the Facebook and the...
You're the executive director of New Media.
I know what they are. I have no time
doesn't know what New
that.
Media is.
I have no time for all this social community web blogging.
Isn't it kind of a big deal?
Doesn't I agree with you, Fred.
MySpace have like 12 billion members?
It does. And
shouldn't
a lot
that be an untapped audience?
I think a lot of it is... A lot of people have come through the gates and done things at one time. But I think after a while, people get tired of it. And new people come in.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Well, yes.
With all this, like when we were all growing up and we wanted to get a girl or we wanted to do something, we had to actually go out in public and talk to them. With all this computer stuff, with you know the IMing and the MySpace, have people's communication skills have they fallen off?
I believe so. I think not just communication, but overall social skills.
Did we just turn it to Sociology 101?
No, I'm just wondering.
Just
because
met his wife online.
This is,
right. We need Eric down here for
well,
this
Well, I was desperate, but
don't
I...
say that.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just saying the whole, like, because I'm just thinking now, if I was a kid growing up with all the video games and everything online, I'd never have to leave the house. I mean, I'd be happy, of course, being me, but for a normal person,
it's
that's
like
not
like they've
right.
even upped it now, like we were talking about Christmas, when you got that thing with for Connor with the... Is it Wii? That
oh, no, the Halo on the Xbox.
And you go... You end up playing against you can play your friends without actually having to
right,
be together.
Be in the right. same room.
I mean, that's a step in the wrong direction.
Well, Rodney Harrison says he plays Madden online under an anonymous name, of course. So you could be playing Madden. You could be playing Ronnie
Harris. RH37.
And I think I'd know three plays in. I'd run out of bounds and get nailed. And say,
I know who I'm playing today.
But, and we got Ask PFWs today. Still confusion over how to get to the MySpace page.
It's very simple.
MySpace.com/PFW in progress, all one word.
Right.
I think
Search us on MySpace because we're not coming up for some reason.
Well, that's sort of a flaw, though. I don't know how, but the guy who made it, if you could somehow make it so people could search PFW in progress and find us, that would be an added bonus. But it's really not that hard to find. /PFW in progress. Join because we need friends. We're losers.
Okay. I got to check out these hot girls.
Well, but you can't really because you click on them and it's like all, you got to join or make a page.
Popular.
Fred, you might want to give the phone number out for Lindy to call in.
Lindy.
Is one of our friends on MySpace, and I'd like to get to know Lindy.
Okay, 508-543-7482. That's 508-543-7482. Call now. Operators are standing by. We only have one operator here.
What
it's
is
amazing.
It with you about operators? You're freaking infatuated with operators. No one uses the operator anymore.
Joe from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, says, I drove to a conference in Chicago with my wife. We had a lot of time to kill in the car, so I convinced her to listen to a couple episodes of PFW in Progress. Here are some of her actual comments. Did he just say poon? Why is that guy so loud, referring to Andy Hart? How can they talk about their boss like that? Is that why you say douchebag? Why do they keep calling that guy gay? Oh, that's why they keep calling him gay. Overall, she thought you guys were kind of funny in an immature and inappropriate way. However, I'm pretty sure
she
will never listen again. Keep up the great work, and please take it easy on Eric. It is time for the fans to give Eric the fresh start he is looking for. I, for one, have great respect for Eric. I mean, here is a guy who played two positions in Division I AA program, and judging by the clips from him in the movie, he clearly resisted the temptation to use steroids. Very
the
good
movie.
Email.
How many people do you think watch the movie?
What is the movie?
No, I mean from here. Probably hundreds.
Well, I guarantee anyone who's watched it is from here looking for material to make fun of them.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
It's funny. I would watch it.
Strippers has you guys hooked up when you get down to Arizona. You
know, okay.
I'm not really all that comfortable with some of the hooking up. He seems to be.
Well,
I'm always game. What's he got?
He's got the. He's talked to the manager of one of the establishments. Mm-hmm. He's passed along his cell phone for us to use when we're down in town.
Is that the pink pussycat?
No, it's the manager of Babes, the one that Club Jenna owns.
Yes, okay. That's the one that sounds relatively safe.
Yeah, well, I'm a little concerned now.
See, the good thing and the bad thing is when you're aligned with strippers, you're like, ah, nice, he's going to hook us up. And then I'm thinking, could I get divorced?
Right,
how far could this go?
Strippers, we talk a good game, but I'm not necessarily sure any of us. Well, maybe Tom, but
Let me see what you got down there.
I don't go to those places.
No,
I don't
Fred's
either.
Too cerebral. And,
I just
and
don't like
it's nothing
them.
To do with cerebral.
Fred's too highbrow, and Eric will be back in his room highlighting that first chapter of the book he's been working on since the first week of the season.
You should bring Eric there.
Yeah, we should.
I just don't like good-looking girls who I know will never touch me, no matter how much money I have.
See, that's you got to get the touching. And we're bringing Chris Ferreira, not
well,
Eric.
Chris wants to go, right?
Yes, but I'm going to be entertained
He's got
watching
a great
him
shot.
Interact.
Yeah, and his wife's going to get an anonymous phone call the next day.
Maybe with a video attached.
Let's see. Rachel writes in from the Phils.
Yeah,
does that mean Philadelphia?
This is the one that's not quick, very nice to me.
Just a quick FYI on Chris Ferreira. He can't hold his liquor. Right. He had two drinks at that thing, two of those things that you drank, Fred. He could barely stand.
At what? Oh, at the AFC party?
What was it, a top shelf margarita?
Martini.
I had about five.
You had five when I was
martinis?
Standing.
I was like Spalding it on
yeah, he was. You should have seen him. He had like seven empty glasses next to him.
You were hammered?
No. They were very weak.
He was feeling it. He was
How
feeling
can a martini
good.
Be weak? Isn't it just alcohol?
No.
He was feeling good.
It had this mix from the... You know, a special mix that you can buy, non-alcoholic.
I thought a martini was vodka and vermouth.
As the night went on, he started talking louder and louder about people
right
relatively close.
Was any football people around?
No.
Oh, that happened to me. I was at Connor's basketball game a couple weeks ago, and they're in the warm-ups, and the kid from the other team was fooling around. He had his shorts way up, you know, like up to his underarm. So I go, gee, tell me that kid's going to pull those pants down before they start playing. And this lady turns around and goes, that's, you got a problem with that?
That's,
I'm like,
my son.
Is it a new fashion statement? She goes, that's my son. I'm like, okay. She was only kidding. But I do have to watch that.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I would say so, Fred.
Let's see. Rachel says the PFW guys are good looking.
I agree.
Says, I finally got the chance to see your MySpace. Wow. Can I just say, not bad at all. I always thought you guys looked like fat, balding, aging guys based on your voices and from Paul on Patriots Today. Sorry, Paul. So when I saw your pics, I was extremely surprised. But can somebody please describe how Fred looks? On another note, please send a big thanks to Dave from the Phils for giving out D-Tip apps.
Tips on Sopcast.
Tips on Sopcast.
I read that 8 hours ago, and I remember what it says. Well, it says you can't figure it out by looking at it.
D-Tip. ABT,
yeah,
Sopcast.
I understand. About. ABT,
okay.
About Sopcast.
Now I get to watch all D games. What are D games?
Oh, God almighty.
This is an IAM. You know.
IAM. I am what I am.
You can write in English here.
Anyway, Rachel, despite the fact that you took rocket shots at me, thanks for emailing in. My wife wants to see you. You're dead after school.
Oh, you know her?
No. That's ripping me.
Send a photo of yourself now that you've seen us. Or join the MySpace.com.
All right.
Really, Fred has been described as Kurt Schilling and Butters, so somewhere in between.
And a bit of Barney Rubble.
Barney Rubble.
I think it's more Kurt Schilling had sex with
Barney Rubble.
What an actor.
Men can't have babies, though.
Eric's been trying.
Let's see. Sean writes in. He says, the hype machine's here. As a Pats fan, I can't think of two better weeks in football. These weeks only suck if your team's not in it. But this will be the most anticipated Super Bowl for me to watch for obvious reasons. I'd like to give you a couple hot points of football of the Pats in the Super Bowl. One, what is going to be a bigger topic, Spygate or Bootgate?
The foot.
Yeah.
Brady's foot.
If you're a Pats fan, who are you more worried about, Tom Brady's ankle or Randy Moss's mood?
Tom Brady's ankle.
Yeah, Moss should be fine.
From a coaching perspective, do you think Bill Belichick would rather have faced Mike McCarthy, since Coughlin is more of an equal to him? Bill Belichick's better, but Coughlin is no Norv Turner. What do you think from a coaching perspective? I don't think he cares.
Probably McCarthy, just because he's inexperienced. Yeah. Coughlin's been around the block a few times. So
now, Paul, did you already read this email?
No, I didn't read that one.
Because there's some trivia questions here.
I did not. The only one I read was the one that was saying about the PFW boys. That's what made me read it. And then I really had my feelings hurt.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Trivia question. Who was the last player to score a two-point conversion in the Super Bowl?
Two-point conversion. Last
Kevin Falk.
That's right. Paul, ding, ding, ding.
Against Carolina.
What is the only multiple Super Bowl team to have all their losses at the same stadium?
Patriots.
Multiple Super Bowl.
All their losses.
Didn't they lose in New Orleans?
They had one loss. That wouldn't qualify.
Because multiple would be more than one,
right,
Andy.
The Patriots didn't lose two Super Bowls?
They did, both in New Orleans.
Wait,
both in New Orleans against the Bears and the Packers.
Oh, you're right.
20 and 36.
I know you just disregard losses, but you can't erase them from the record book.
I stand corrected. That's not the answer given here, but you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hang on. Looking at me like I got seven heads. How about?
Here's a hint, Tom. You should probably know this.
It's not Dallas.
He says Dallas in the Orange Bowl.
In Miami? They also won.
No,
in Miami,
no,
didn't they?
No. One of their losses was in Pasadena, I think.
All right, Sean. You know.
Well, let me put it this way: they played the Steelers twice in the 70s. Once was on grass, and once was on turf. Because the play that Swan makes, that famous play,
yes,
is on turf.
At the Orange Bowl, and the other one, the Jackie Smith game, is at Pasadena.
Right, in Pasadena. So
now,
it's
does
not
it say
Dallas.
All of their losses are in the same place.
Here's the question:
the
what
answer
is
the Patriots anyway?
What is the only multiple Super Bowl team to have all their losses at the same stadium?
Patriots.
I think it is the
Patriots. It's not Dallas.
Yeah. Three. Name the only Super Bowl quarterback MVP to not throw a touchdown pass.
Quarterback MVP. It's not Aikman.
See, now we don't know if it's the right answer, but he's got an answer here.
Struggling.
Joe Namath.
That's the answer. All right. So Sean's prediction, early prediction, is Pats 35, Giants 31.
Wow.
Close game.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
Let me tell you something. That would be great if we had a shootout game like
yep.
that. Not, you know, Patriots win, so everybody's happy, but a close game?
I can't take it.
Why? You've taken
that's,
it three
that's
times.
That's part of the reason why I want it to happen, Fred, because just to see you react.
You survived the first three. Why can't you survive another?
Ken Baldwin writes in. This is interesting. He says, I watched a piece on New England San Diego from NFL Films that ran on HBO's Inside the NFL last night. As always with these films, you get some audio from the sidelines, and it is usually interesting and occasionally illuminating. The most interesting thing from that game came from one of the Chargers' defensive assistants. Don't know who he is, but he was telling his players something like, quote, watch Brady's eyes. Right after he takes a snap, he will look at a receiver and then look elsewhere. But the first guy he looks at is where the ball is going every time. The quote isn't exact, but that's basically what he was saying and saying with conviction. I found it hard to believe that that could be the case. I just rewatched the first quarter and could not see any correlation between what he was saying and what Brady was doing, but most of the views were from the sidelines, so you couldn't usually see exactly who he was looking at. It did not appear to my untrained eye that he was going back to his first look guy. I bring this up because Brady did have three INTs and played below his usual par, and the reasons for that are open to speculation. If you're going to look, if you're looking for a reason, maybe, just maybe, this guy was onto something. And Tom, as great as he is, needs to do a little self-scouting to avoid giving the Giants any tells in the Super Bowl.
I gotta go against that. I think Brady does as good as anybody at looking at different receivers, and I think the interception in the end zone—that wasn't the first guy he was going to, was it?
No, but if I think that what the coach is probably talking about is where he wants to go with the
first
ball.
Where now,
I'd be very interested to see that play because that's the first play that came to my mind, Tom, when that happened, when Ken just had that email. I'd be interested to see if you look at that pre-snap or at the snap, whatever, if the first guy he looks at is Welker,
right?
And because he was trying to go to Welker on that, and Florence had good coverage
right.
on the outside. And he had to go somewhere else. Now, that's the thing that Brady does great, is it doesn't matter if his first read is gone. I agree with you on surface. I find it hard to believe that Brady has done all of this for all this time and no one's figured
that
out.
If it was that simple, you'd think that someone would have stumbled upon it by now.
And also, I find it hard to believe that if it was that important to the Chargers' preparation and their plan, I don't think they would have that out there. I think they would have... You know, either gone to some lengths to make sure that that kind of stuff isn't getting aired or whatever they have to do if it was that, integral to their defense.
Right. Okay. Amy writes in.
Hey, Amy. A lot of ladies today. Rachel, Amy.
Amy doesn't say where she's from, but she says, I'm new to your podcast, and I have only just heard of you through the MySpace site you have.
There you go.
I saw
the people are taking over. Fred wouldn't advertise for us, but the people are.
Good job, Chris Ferreira.
I was just going to say
no, but this is this type of groundswell is much more effective.
Are you taking credit for this? How you built your entire career?
Than top-down advertising. When it comes from the bottom up, it's much more solid. Anyway.
Taking credit for it.
She says, I saw... There on a link I thought you would enjoy about Maroney, and it strikes me as he could use a cold shower. What's this link?
Oh, the blowing his wad.
What?
What?
The thing about what he said about I don't want to blow my wad too early.
Oh, boy, that's not good. As I said,
you don't even know what we're talking about, do you, Fred?
As I said, I am new to your podcast, but already I have some views on you. Fred, you're the boss we all want to have. Is there a job opening there for me? I can eat pizza and subs, and I can tell you how great the Patriots are, so I'm sure I can do better than Eric. Eric, all I can say is stop whining so much. Andy, you are without a doubt the funniest member, and looking at the pictures of the MySpace, the cutest member,
hey,
too.
Oh, great. You got a girl who can throw down pizzas and subs.
Well,
I bet you she looks great.
Amy, you do have something in common with some waiter that we met in Washington who thought he looked like Matt Damon.
Amy, you don't go like deuce, deuce and a half, do you?
Tom, I'm not too sure on what to make of you yet, although after just two podcasts, I can tell you're what we ladies like to call a pig.
I know what to make of you. The same thing.
Paul, you should fight back more. The guys are unnecessarily hard on you, and it is clear to me you have more football knowledge than the rest combined.
I don't know about that.
Steven, I don't know about that.
And Gary, you should talk much more. Your sexy American gruff voice is just made for the radio.
Wow.
Well, you two probably weigh the same. So you'll make a great couple.
We officially have a groupie, though.
All right.
No, no question.
If she wants a piece of Gary, I mean.
Paul, they want more voice. I mean, Gary, they want more voice.
Gary, maybe you should tell us the callers who are here so she can hear you.
Bill in Hawaii.
Is it Bill?
Now you're forcing it.
I thought it
was Paul in Hawaii.
I know, you said Paul as I was writing.
Oh, Bill in Hawaii. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem. Aloha.
Aloha, man. I just want to say that you guys, you guys done an awesome job all year long, man, with the way you guys put on your show. And I just want to say that we Patriots fans in Hawaii love you guys, man.
Don't take this the wrong way, but
when I can get it on the air.
You're in Hawaii. Why are you sitting by the computer or your iPod listening to us losers?
okay, good.
He doesn't have an answer for that.
Well,
that's true.
So, Fred, I think what you need to do is organize a trip to see the Patriots fan club in Hawaii.
I'm on board. I'll be there.
Now, Bill, being from Hawaii,
I'm all set.
Gary's been there, done that.
Is there a reason why you're a Patriot fan and you're from New England? How did you become
a
Patriot
fan? Absolutely, from Cumberland, Rhode Island. And, exactly. But we've got a lot of fans out here, believe it or not, and we're all going to be watching the game together, drinking some beers, and with a big aloha in our hearts for the Patriots.
Cool. So it's going to be around noon in Hawaii?
About noon, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Give or take, yeah.
That's great. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Bill.
Good stuff.
Hang 10.
I'm talking to Tom Fisella.
I don't think we've had too many calls from Hawaii.
That's Bill from
Gary,
Hawaii.
Gary, we got a pin in the Hawaii map? Get over there.
We have Hawaii, huh?
He's too busy working on his voice over there.
It's Bill in the car.
He's
Bill
drinking hot tea and
Bill
lemon
in
right
the
now.
WNBC.
Yeah, he'll be in front of the mirror tonight.
All right.
So I need to fight back at you a little bit more. Usually I just take it.
At 8 a.m., it's still nice in Hawaii, no? The guy goes, only
I don't
8
take it like Eric
well, he doesn't have
friend.
To be out surfing at this time of the day.
Am I overrating Hawaii,
what
Gary?
Do you do at 8 a.m.?
But why? Every moment you're awake, you have to be outside and trying
I just
to
feel like when it's nice like out, are you paradise. Necessarily outside
are
at
you
8
outside
o'clock in the morning?
In the summer, are you outside like 24
early.
Hours a day every
yeah.
day? Okay.
What a loser.
I usually hike across the property and back. You got to get up by sunrise if you're going to be back by sunset.
I'm with Tom. I just, I spend a little less time on the couch, but not much.
I like outside.
I hang out on my deck.
Actually, when Andy's in Hawaii, they ask him to stay inside because his head keeps blocking the sun for everybody else.
I can always tell when he's he's like looking down, thinking, processing it.
It's like he's going like this.
Piecing it together, yet.
Head,
should have
Hawaii,
little flashcards. Little flashcards put together.
All right. Let's see. David writes in. Where's David from? David is from
the Peens.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Oh, what the heck is going on with all these freaking sports writers? He says, I'm reading crap for the few days about how the Giants are going to upset New England and all that other kind of BS. Is it because of all the haters out there? Cripes, I'm to the point I don't want to read any more of this drivel. The way these douche canoes are talking, the Pats have already lost the game. I'm kind of pissed off. The a-holes seem hell-bent on the thought of the Patriots losing. I wish the stinking game was this weekend. I'm already tired of hearing about the crummy Giants and poor Eli, how he doesn't get any respect. As bad as Tom looked last week, I can only hope he comes out next week and redeems himself and plays at 200%. I hope the guys bring their A-plus game to Arizona next week and crush the Giants once and for all. I want all these haters to eat their words. I refuse to read or listen to any more of this garbage about the freaking Giants. Screw them!
Who are all the haters?
It still amazes me, though. Like, I was thinking, the first time the Cowboys and the Bills played, a lot of people picked the Bills in that game. And all I would say is, nice pick, douche. You know what? These people are, like, writing emails, and they're getting so upset.
But have a lot of people picked the Giants? Like, Doc Z, I know.
I haven't seen a lot, but I don't.
And his reasoning
was
sort of
flawed. People find
but they go around looking for people picking the Giant. Like, who cares? I don't know why people get so upset about that. I'm sure some people actually think the Giants might have a chance for a win,
right.
And other people are just picking the Giants to pick them.
And people hate the Patriots.
And I think that Patriots
in all
fans,
49 states,
right,
yeah.
Tom?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
it was a joke.
I know, but
it was supposed to be a joke.
I know.
First of all, I don't care if you live in Maine. It's not. That's stupid.
Neither do the Patriots.
New Jersey isn't counted towards New York.
The other New England states get very upset.
I don't care.
Well, you should.
I don't care.
Because they feel disrespected.
The state that they're
Patriots
in
fans
is
are
Massachusetts.
Disrespected unless one of these Super Bowls they go to, they're going to run unopposed.
The state they're in is Massachusetts.
You know what? We can't win.
The state they're in is Massachusetts, Fred. That was the point I was saying, is that everyone hates the Patriots except
I know what you meant.
I mean, the NFL tells them that when the game is broadcast on regular TV in the local market. They don't put it on in Maine, right? It's 75 miles.
If you're taking offense to that, Fred, that's the people that you're talking about in the world that need that take everything too literally. I mean, give me a break.
Plus, if you're a Patriots fan in Rhode Island, do like the other guy. Move to Hawaii. Why in Rhode Island?
Ireland? I got out. Todd from Nova Scotia.
Got out of where?
Rhode Island.
I was born in Rhode Island.
Jesus.
He spent a significant part of his life in every state.
That massacre known as the 86 Super Bowl is on behind us.
I'm telling you, Tom, right about now, an 18-year-old Paul Pearl saying, they can win this game. You get a couple breaks. I'm just saying.
Todd from Nova Scotia, here's a stupid question,
I might have been
Fred.
17.
Your survey got me thinking. It's my understanding that the entire paper is viewable online. My question to the king of new media and forward thinking is, why isn't there an option to forego the paper shipping and just have a subscription to the paper online?
Fred doesn't want to.
All the Pats' success in the last 10 years has taken them from a regional team to the world's team. I mean, look at the Cowboys. Tom is a Cowboys fan, and he's from New York, although he might be a Cowboys fan out of pure hatred for his father. For me, subscribing to the paper isn't an option because of the international shipping and the time lapse in the time the current issue would be issued until I receive it. So why isn't there an option for me to subscribe and just get the weekly issue online and maybe receive the yearbook, season preview, draft, etc. in the mail? Things that aren't so time-related. I think you're missing a massive fan base.
Agreed.
Just a thought.
Tom and I just had a long conversation about this.
Don't we have that?
No, we do have that, but you have to be a subscriber.
Right.
I think
you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I think he would just like to eliminate the shipping costs and just have like a $19.95 online subscription.
And it's not a bad thought. We have thought about it. But here's the problem.
You're a Cox subscriber.
The day that I can get all the advertisers in the newspaper online, we'll do that. But I think today, Todd's right. Most people would opt for that. And then we'd be out of business because we'd have no advertising.
Right.
But what about, like Andy was saying, an international type thing? Because people who live – a lot of people follow us outside the United States, and they really don't have an option of getting the newspaper.
Right.
Well, if you do something
okay,
like
well,
that.
Here's – for them, I think $46.95 is worth it because you still get the yearbook. And, you know, if you subscribe to us airmail, it's like $100 a year. You know?
So you're saying if they pay the $46.95, they can get it online anyway.
They'll get it online. They'll still get the yearbook
and
all that. So I would still subscribe internationally, and you get your password for the online.
So you can get the whole thing online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you pay
$46.95.
Here's where I was convinced. It's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen. The turnover.
Ron O'Neill, my expert on high ankle sprains.
The turnovers, just like every other game. We got the turnovers. We got them, baby. I lost $100 in this game.
Let's see. Chris from the Bronx. Last night I watched the New York local news and was annoyed to see that they'd sent a team up to Boston to interview Patriots fans. Of course, they happened to find a woman who quite possibly could have been a homeless meth addict. And
Carol?
Her interview rambled on for 20 seconds about something incomprehensible. I lived in Mass for over 30 years, and even I had trouble understanding her. Then they interviewed a Giants fan, and he said that New York would beat Boston like we always do. Like we always do? Did he see Week 17? Did he sleep through 2004? I just want to thank you guys again for the blog, articles, and webcasts. And, Fred, keep up the bias. It's much appreciated by guys like me in a hostile territory. Oh, by the way, Bruce Allen gave everyone a lesson in objectivity.
Oh, really?
On his blog.
Oh, I missed that.
So,
what do you mean?
Well, his point was, by always being negative, that doesn't make you objective.
And neither does always being positive.
Right. You have to be
down the middle, like
you
me.
You have to be factual.
Right.
Let's see.
So saying the Patriots are going to win because, even if they end up going undefeated, doesn't make you objective.
Well,
you know
no, that's just an opinion.
Right.
You can't be objective giving an opinion.
You can't?
No, because we all have biases. There's no such thing as objectivity.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Jane from Roanoke says, ESPN is calling Brady and the Pat situation Footgate. Can you believe it? That's all she has to say. They've given a name to
That's
it.
What they do, though. That's
I think
media.
Now this is kind of just like a joke, though.
Right.
From
you
Spygate.
Just put the word gate at the end of anything.
But that's like the local Channel 7 news. You always got to come up with a little catchphrase to put, like, fire in Freetown.
Right,
it's always like the alliteration.
Right. You know, there's a snowstorm coming, you know, so they give it a name, you know.
Right.
January jinx.
It's like the modern tabloid media journalism.
Right. Everything is, you know, lightning and fire.
You got to have a catchy phrase to people to remember it.
Right.
Thanks, Fox.
They're the ones that started all that crap with their sports production.
Throw the ball, huh?
Let's see.
Apparently not well. That guy was wide open.
He was flat-footed, and he just reared. But he had a strong arm.
He could throw. He was just.
See, they're making a movie about him.
He lacked in his brother.
But he's in it. Like it's his brother.
It's
basically.
The fact that he was always the second fiddle. Bo was always the little brother who.
Fred has no interest in watching a movie about that. Remember the Ryan Leaf debacle?
he was overshadowed by his brother. And now he claims he's surpassed his brother, so he's making a movie about
him. The only reason I've heard of him is because he's making a movie about his brother.
What? With the movies about what?
It's about being Bo Eason.
Who the hell wants to watch that? I have to agree with Fred.
Well, no, he didn't want to see Ryan Leaf because he fails. You only want to see movies about the guy who succeeds.
I certainly don't want to see a movie about Bo Eason, who no one knows who he is.
All right, it's 106. Big actors we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right. During the break, we were looking at the pictures that Amy just sent her.
Thank you, Amy.
Herself. Yeah. And
it's
Amy,
clear you are the best.
Amy, you're a dirty little girl. You're a dirty little girl.
I wasn't impressed.
I was. Churchill? Amy, you look very good in the
Not
photos.
Not bad.
You're you a know, very smart football mind.
Give
it's
me
rare to find a woman like you who likes to eat, likes football, and doesn't weigh three bills.
give me a 12-pack and we'll see.
Alex. Amy, from DeBrixen, New Jersey. If Brady's hurt, what are our chances of winning?
Zero.
I know we have a lot of good players, but is our backup actually ready? I remember a few games ago when he came out to replace Brady in the fourth, he threw a pick. I got a couple of bets going, of which there are a few hundred. Not really concerned about the few hundred, but there is one that I'm concerned about. My brother bet me that if the Giants win, I have to come to work in his Giants Jersey.
Where do you people work?
I work with 99.
We always hear this.
I work with 99% Giants fans, and I'm the lonely 1% Patriot fan.
You know, though, Fred, we always hear, like, well, I had to wear this jersey to work. Where do you work where you can wear jerseys?
Maybe that makes it worse. You're not allowed to wear jerseys. Could get fired.
Yeah.
But Brady's going to play. Don't worry about Brady playing.
Yeah.
And don't worry about him.
But I would worry about Castle if he had to play.
Well, if Castle has to play, you better hope that Lawrence Maroney rushes for 275.
Matt from Quincy, I think Jaws was wrong. He's talking about the Brady. He said he tried to say that the poor pass Brady threw on the play following the play where he supposedly got hurt was because he was favoring his right foot. If you look closely at the video, the reason that pass was thrown poorly was because his left foot actually slipped forward. Jaws is so focused on his right foot that he doesn't see it. I think Sal Pal's version of the injury was the right one. What was Sal Pal's version?
The third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter. Is that available on YouTube?
He didn't come up with that.
Come up with what?
The third quarter.
I agree with you, Tom. I saw it was on the news.
Yeah, the
local news.
Well, Sal Pal never comes up with anything.
No, an unnamed player told somebody that it was the third quarter. No one knows who it was, but it was someone close to the team. And then everyone else, you know, like the news and Wendy Nix, said it was the third quarter.
That's what Sal Pal does.
He steals.
I don't like him.
I don't either.
I don't like him. What did he say exactly? I don't like her. What?
I got my mouth full. Don't stop talking when I'm eating.
Your mouth's always full.
Something.
Save that one, Renee.
Stripper says that Sidney Crosby will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
That is correct.
So he's got a high
ankle
sprain.
Mild.
He pulled that together because I already had who the hell cares out of my mouth.
It's not a mild high ankle sprain.
Right.
So I guess that's the difference.
Let's see. Justin and Acton, I'm going to Vegas for a wedding the day before the game. Any of you guys know a good place to watch it in Vegas? Anywhere.
Yeah.
Go to any sports book. Go to the Mirage. Go to Caesars.
I was going to say there's going to be a lot of people watching the game.
You might have to get there early if you want like a seat. But
I'm still not sure what I'm going to bet on, but I'm leaning toward Randy Moss TDs and taking the over if it's 1.5 or less.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'll go through all the props. I always have one prop a year, never lost, and it usually wins pretty easy. Had Ricky Prohl against the Patriots in 2001 over like 42 yards receiving, and he had 100 something. There's always what you got to do when you do that is you got to get rid of all the crap, the Kobe Bryant scores. So there's so much crap, and then there's a few that are good props. And then you look at them and you see. I don't like the touchdown ones because I think a lot of that has to do with luck. You know, I think if you get down and like you're inside the five and he's looking for Moss and then someone else breaks open. So I don't like touchdowns. I like yards better.
Yeah, if you get a bad break, you get Randy Moss with an over touchdowns and he ends up with like 8 catches for 130
right.
yards and no touchdowns.
So we'll take a look at those and we'll Jared used to do the sheet. He's
I was
not
gonna
here
say, don't
anymore.
We
used to have him in the office,
I'll
see if I can print one out and bring it with us.
Phil in Annapolis, for the next show, have this as a segment. Measure Andy's head. Then for reference, measure Tom's, Paul, Fred, and Eric's. Andy's will be the biggest, but I want to know by how much. Let's see how everyone else places. I bet Eric will be last. Bring up the rear because he's gay. Oh, you know, that's not right. Come on, Fred. This is the kind of information the fans want. Have some fun at the game, boys.
We will. Well, they will in the press box, and Tom and I will in the section 407, row 407.
Let's see.
Cool thing is we'll be able to actually touch that roof, Tom. You know how everybody talks about it's got a fancy roof.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be able to touch it.
Stripper says, we talked earlier about kids today. He said, they're less social and they're fatter.
Not Amy. Amy's not fat.
You know? No.
She's from the UK, though. Over here, we're all fat Americans. Over there, they take care of themselves.
Let's see. Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Wanted to comment on Bill Cowher and the fact that every time I've seen him on the CBS pregame show, he picks whatever team is playing against the Patriots, and he always justifies it with some lame line of reasoning. Against the Jaguars, it was the resurgence of Garrard. Against San Diego, it was the brilliance of Philip Rivers. So what will be against the Giants, the genius of Manning? Let's face it, that effing a-hole is a Patriot hater, and I think it's mostly because Belichick and company were always kicking his ass. I have to admit, I miss the Pats kicking his ass on a regular basis, but it is always fun to see someone in the CBS booth actually make Shannon Sharpe look intelligent. I watched the replay on the NFL channel from Week 16. Here are my thoughts. One, the Pats have to tackle Jacobs. Okay, that means you, Brewski. Two, Ellis has to figure out how to cover Burris. Three, they need to collapse the pocket on Manning. Unlike his brother, he does pretty well when flushed out of it. And he's saying Pats 42, Giants 17.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about Cowher because the game's on Fox, so...
Cowher's the one who he was talking about that takes all the
you
shots.
You probably won't even know who Cowher picks in this game.
Okay.
It's true.
Yeah, now Ellis Hobbs isn't going to figure anything out from now until Sunday to cover Plaxico Burress. That's just a mismatch.
Do you think, you know, one of the emails earlier talked about switching. You think that, a lot of times Bill kind of throws out a wrinkle.
Stuff in the Super Bowl.
Throws out a wrinkle for the Super Bowl. Do you think that might be, he hasn't done it all year. You think he might switch sides?
Sure. I think there's a chance.
I mean, he's. I guess to say he hasn't done it all year is kind of exaggerating.
As he's told us,
he's
Paul,
done it a little bit.
He's not philosophically opposed to anything.
Anything that he thinks would be the best interest of the football team. But do you think that we might see Samuel locked up with Burris maybe a little bit more often in this game
I'm gonna
than,
say
than
no.
the last game?
I'm going to say no, but I think there's always a chance.
Tom?
Actually, I was just thinking a good prop might be Amani Toomer.
In case they match up.
I think you might be right, though. That's I would.
I would certainly have that
that's what
in
I
the
would
game
do.
Plan. Now, I'm not saying I would just go out there and say, Asante, you got him all day.
Yeah.
But I would have it in the game plan that at certain times where you deem it maybe a key play, I would want to have Samuel on Burris,
I just feel if you have a good corner, you should use him.
Yeah,
you
know? If it's like a third and eight, at some point in a key spot, and you haven't been doing it all game, you got to think the Giants are going to say, got to get the ball to Plax because he's working on Hobbs.
Right.
So that might be a great time to unveil it,
But, by the way, they didn't do that last week.
You're
people
right.
tried to. Sorry, I yawned. People tried to say that they switched sides the same. They didn't.
I totally agree
with you. The formations that the Chargers were using had no one on one side of the field.
Yeah.
So Samuel went over.
Yes.
But then as soon as someone motioned to the other side, he went back to his normal
side. I couldn't
side.
Agree with you more.
It had nothing to do with matching up or flipping sides or any of that crap.
Todd writes in, I'm still laughing that Andy and Tom didn't know that it was Joe Montana in the commercial.
We just figured it out, and it was just on 10 seconds ago in front of us. It's Joe's Diner. We got it.
I'm as big an idiot as you guys. I didn't realize it either. The fact that it's Joe's Diner and the address of the shop is 1649 went right over my head.
Still haven't seen that.
Now, that part went over my head. The 1649 part went right over my head.
That's why I love the show. I'm at home. Have you guys broke the news to Chris Ferrari yet of the tradition of the webmaster coming on the air at the Super Bowl and showing off a talent?
Yes.
Telling a joke.
He will be on the air.
Or doing an impression like the previous
fired.
Webmaster's Kermit the Frog.
Hello, this is Kermit the Frog broadcasting from the Super Bowl.
That's it.
That's it.
Or he could also tell us a story of how his freezing cold house is haunted.
He's your boy, Tom. Starring.
P.S. Eric also has to get drunk and pass out on the air. But then who would notice?
Good point.
Chris Ferreira will be on the air Super Bowl week, as long as he's not in the satellite van or wherever
right.
it is he thinks he's going to be.
Hotel or
a satellite van.
He thinks he's spending a whole month in a satellite van.
Whatever he's going to be in is satellite something.
Yeah.
But he will be with us when we do the show, so he said if he's not too busy, he'll come on. We'll see how it goes.
We've also reminded him that the last Super Bowl cost the webmaster his job, so he better be on his toes.
Exactly.
Let's see. Karen.
He just laughed. I'm thinking, should I be saying this? And Fred laughs.
Karen from Scituate, Rhode Island. I'm very concerned about this Super Bowl. To me, the Giants are on a roll, have embraced the underdog role, and are getting better with each playoff game. I don't think the Patriots are getting better. They looked okay against Jacksonville, and if Jacksonville had better receivers, that game could have been very different. The game against the Chargers was shaky at best. I thought Tom Brady was awful. He looked detached and not and out of it from the very beginning of the game. Now he is hurt. That is not going to help. If San Diego had some of their key starters,
I think the
Patriots would have been beaten. I sense no joy from the Patriots in their AFC championship. To me, it seems they are very tired with no energy. Am I just a paranoid New England fan, or is there anything to this?
I see. I think that's a good question. Are the Patriots playing differently or worse?
I don't know. I do kind of agree with
I think other teams are playing
I don't
better.
Think they're getting as much joy until this season's over. I think this season has really wore on them, and you could see it towards the
end
of the year.
I agree. I think it's really been mentally draining on them. They let it out
so
after.
So Michael Gee was right.
No, they let it
you
out after the 16th.
You should have lost somewhere along the way. It's easier.
They let it out after the 16th game in the regular season. But I think you're seeing it. And I actually – I'm not necessarily as concerned about winning the game as Karen is, but I agree – And I think I mentioned it to you when we were walking back up to the press box. It was like they just won week four against Cleveland. It was the AFC Championship game. What happened to all the talk about what a privilege it was to be there? It just didn't seem like there was that much joy in the locker room.
Yeah, afterwards. Randy Moss couldn't wait to get home.
Yeah. I was a little surprised by that. No, I'm not, you know, I don't. Look, I'm not telling anybody how they have to celebrate or anything like that, but the other games, to me, it seems like they enjoyed the moment a little bit more than they did this one.
Strippers says, and he's got the proof, that all three Cowboy losses were at the Orange Bowl.
All right, if you say so. They must have changed
it. I could swear they lost that game against Pittsburgh.
I thought for sure
Jackie
that was
Smith
a pass.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah, but it must not. They must have changed that.
Well, they definitely
the
changed the
turf. Yeah, that year.
To grass, but.
Because one's on turf, and I thought for sure that the
well, it's still a flawed one because
and
the
bottom line is the Patriots lost both games in New Orleans,
but
so it's at least two.
Yeah, no, Strippers. I trust Strippers, man. That guy,
yeah, I was a little
top
back then. Now, those aren't really my Cowboys, I don't know exactly.
See, that's
where they
when play. I actually did like the Cowboys.
I liked them, but
Staubach.
I was five.
I love Roger Staubach.
Let's see, Matt from Springfield. I wonder how much LT got paid for that three-hour-long Vizio commercial. I imagine him trying to play, saying to himself, man, this ain't working out, then racing to the bench, grabbing his coat and prized helmet, sitting down and then saying to himself, better, like he does in this commercial. Also, don't get me wrong here. I love Tom Brady, but I have some man issues with him. Listen, Tom, you just finished playing a tough game in which you were banged up. You're hurt, sore. Tell that leopard panty wearing size 4 jean wearing picture posing chick to come visit you.
Size 4.
I don't care if she's got a
0.
She's a 0.
I don't care if you got a photo shoot in the morning. You need the pampering, Tom. You need the flowers. Besides, you're Tom freaking Brady. Speaking of which, I'm not the one to talk, and I don't know the situation, but I would be trying to spend a little time with my baby. Oh, now he's going to talk about the baby. He wants him to see the baby instead of Giselle. We were talking about this earlier.
Argument.
But I will say one thing.
Do you think that's a fair question?
Does anybody anybody else think that Brady's a little whipped?
Oh, no question.
You think so?
Yeah. No question.
I think she owns him.
Really? She's a strong woman.
I think every
woman.
Woman he's ever
not,
been around has owned him.
She's not a...
She's not one of those that you tell what to do and...
Oh, well, no. I think all of them have owned him. I think his sisters owned him when he was younger. Then it was Tara Reid. Then it was... Who's the skinny chick that's ugly?
Bridget Moynihan.
Now it's Giselle. I think he clearly is a Chris Ferreira type. The women just take control.
Yeah, except a lot more successful.
Except he's not applying for Joe's Oil.
Okay, well,
all
no,
three
she,
in the Orange Bowl.
Okay, so
she didn't become
yeah,
the,
well, the turf thing threw me off.
She didn't become the richest model in the world by, you know, not being a strong person. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
She did that by being skinny with big boobs.
Maybe that's what he likes. Maybe you know he's such a leader on the team that when he's at home he wants
he likes
to be
get
led.
Spanked.
So yeah, you maybe. Think she's snapping the whip and putting him in black leather
well,
and pitching his nipples?
I don't think that. Now
battery things
no.
Zapping him through the nipples.
Now let's not go there.
Who thinks of these things?
Bring out the gimp,
Tom. Who thinks of
you? You notice his voice is getting more. You know,
shouldn't have done it. That was an imitation, Fred.
Yeah.
He's taking this to heart.
I know. That's
He's
okay.
Thinking, I still got time that's to get right. out of my wedding plans. I can find a new babe.
Well, Susan, in life.
Your future wife's hotter than her.
And who?
But that girl. It's not a picture.
Oh, Amy?
Yeah.
I kind of like Amy.
Gary, you should have your wife join the MySpace page. All right.
On her Leapfrog computer?
You're going to tell me she doesn't have a MySpace page? She's of that generation. She has a MySpace page, doesn't she?
She does, doesn't she?
She's of that generation, and you're not.
Are you on it, Gary? Yeah, I'm one of her friends.
John in L.A., setting aside stories of doomed hikers in the latest Britney-flavored train wreck, has there been anything more profoundly disturbing over the last month than the emergence of the
Your
new confident
courage.
Eric? The uptick in sparring and fighting back is charming, don't get me wrong, kind of like watching a fawn taking its first shaky steps, or the self-consciousness of Peter Brady in his first foray into a cracking baritone. But for the love of God, bring back the old timid Eric, the eerily brooding silent Columbine Eric, the guy who I have no doubt was a fervent devotee of New England fixture and possibly pederast Willie Whistle.
I don't know what any of that last
Willie Whistle
means. What does that mean?
We miss you, Eric. Come back to the dark side.
What's Willie Whistle?
I don't know. That was when... way before your time. There's a clown that used to talk with a whistle, a really high-pitched whistly voice. It was very annoying.
I hate clowns, I got to tell you.
Oh, you don't like clowns?
No, there's a shot. Clowns are beneath you.
Didn't say they were beneath me. I said they freaked me out. God, you're an a-hole.
That's
behind him.
All right. As you can see, Eric is here or here. Eric is here, back from practice.
What do you got? Blogging. Blogging from practice.
You were blogging from practice?
You're damn right, Fred.
Did you have the air card?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, you have actually.
Where'd you get it
today? So
where'd you find
I've
it?
Had it for such purposes.
Oh, oh
thanks. We've been
you're
looking
the
for
one
it.
That had.
Are
been
you
looking
kidding
for
me?
That all over the place.
Damn right.
This guy here comes to me and says, "You better take the air card because Fred said you never
it's
know
radio.
When you're going to need it to post something."
Okay.
So I've had
Paul,
it.
He's pointing
in need to post stuff.
Well, that's good, but we didn't know where it was. So our IT
can
person
I just
obviously
ask
he's getting
more.
Old because his memory's failing.
Can
him
I just
over
ask
here.
You, you know, roughly when this was that I made this comment? Because I'm
know,
guessing
a few
it was
weeks
sometime
ago.
During the summer. A few weeks ago.
During the summer.
There's no
no
way. This conversation happened before a few
no,
weeks
no,
ago.
No, no, no. It was not during the summer, guy. It was during the season because something hey, happened
it was
and I was at
month,
practice.
About a month ago, we had a free-for-all here when Fred was yelling at me
I'll
and
Tom
not knowing where the cards were.
I'll tell you what happened. It was during the season because I was at practice and I didn't come to the show after the practice. I went straight to my desk to write the update and then Tom was bitching me out after saying, oh, you didn't think to come to practice or you couldn't have blogged it? And then Fred said to you, I guess, afterwards.
Said you
should have given him
practice.
One of
you
guys
about?
Said. One of you guys said something. Not blog, but could have called for
yeah,
practice.
Yeah, there was a day where there was a major piece of information. Yes.
Right.
And you just waited till 5:30 to decide to post it.
No. So anyway, it was on that day that Fred said to you, I guess, give him
the
card so he can at least put an update from practice or whatever.
What was the event?
I don't remember what it was. It was
so what happened at practice today?
So there was no Tom Brady at practice.
No Tom Brady at practice.
There was no Rodney Harrison.
I'm not concerned, though.
No Tom Brady at practice.
No Rodney Harrison. Those were the two big ones. But Harrison we saw talking up a storm in the locker room.
Tom Brady amongst the missing.
Yeah.
Was not in the locker room.
Was not in the locker room.
Did not address the media today.
No.
Not at practice.
But it's only a mild ankle sprain. He'll be fine. Huh?
If you notice, the same clothes that he had in that photo of him with the boot on were lying on the chair outside of his locker today.
He's been wearing
Ooh.
The same clothes for 3
now
days.
That's
I don't know.
Tom freaking
I don't know,
Brady can't change his clothes.
That's what I saw.
Were the boots there?
Jesus.
No, not the boots. Those white sneakers that were in that
oh,
shot
yeah. okay.
and the jeans and all the
What's
other
Will
stuff.
What's Will McDonough for if he's not going to carry a bag for a change of clothes?
He's actually probably still with Giselle because she told him, you can't
yeah.
go home.
Yeah.
What
she
do you
needed
got,
something.
What are you more afraid game? Of, Bill or me?
What do you got, another game this week?
Damn right.
And Chris Ferreira agrees with him.
Yeah. So no Tom Brady.
So no
Fred,
Tom Brady.
You want to reassess your thoughts on the quarterback situation?
No. I think this is all part of the master plan. I'm not worried a bit.
And when Matt Cassel takes the opening snap under
okay.
center, will you reassess it then?
Here comes Andy, you know, stirring the pot.
Just saying.
Nothing like yellow journalism.
What?
You know what that is? You know what? Eric knows what
I'm sorry.
About.
I don't know what that is, Fred.
I know what yellow journalism is.
I do.
Is.
Sure.
No disrespect
now,
to the
do you know what
Tom knows what it is.
Have you ever heard of Cause Celebre?
Yes.
Okay. I figured you would. They made fun of me when I used it.
I didn't make fun of you. I just said that's the audience you're catering
to. I'm not surprised that they're making fun of you for using that word. Why is using words that you don't necessarily know?
I haven't used that thing.
No, I haven't used that word in a fortnight, Eric.
Good job, Tom. I like that.
Because I just like to say the F word and stuff like that. It's much easier.
I use the F word, too.
Fortnight?
Yeah, exactly.
Alex, who might have to wear the Giants shirt if the Patriots lose, says he works in an office as an electrical engineer. So
we really do have a lot of intelligent listeners.
Electrical
engineers,
really,
that might be
NASA,
the biggest stunner.
Doctors,
the people that listen to us are actually intelligent.
And Craig,
it's like they're at the zoo, you know.
Well,
they're
yeah,
the zoo, Russ.
It's a guilty pleasure,
right?
You know? So we're like the monkey.
Yeah,
exactly.
Eating our own poo,
throwing it at people.
They can't get this
and
kind of stuff.
And occasionally knocking one off in front of a public.
They can't get this kind of stuff in the stuffy world that they
right.
live in because people are
exactly.
all PC and right. saying what they think they should say. So Fred's right. We're like the guilty pleasure because we'll just say anything.
Speaking of PC, Fred, have you the Dana Jacobson thing? You
yeah, I did. See
what do you
that.
Think of that?
Well. You know,
I don't like her.
Isn't a roast like? Aren't,
well, that's
isn't
the thing.
Don't the gloves
I would have
come
given
off?
Her a raise.
I just think that they need to get rid of roasts.
Given her a raise.
I think they should abolish the practice of a roast because by definition of what you're doing,
you're
going to
get in
this
trouble.
This is going to happen.
Well,
right.
yeah, but I've seen some of these roasts and they're downright raunchy.
Of course they
well,
are. I mean,
Dancing
but that's what they're
trouble.
Supposed to be.
I mean, it seems like every once in a while somebody goes over the line. Well, there's not supposed to be a line.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like this show. There's no line.
But I guess she was also. Like three sheets to
oh,
the wind.
Oh, she was liquored up.
Yeah.
No question.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either.
I don't even know who she is. Who is she?
She does one of the
I don't
like,
know well enough
cold
to...
pizza.
Yeah, she's a morning ESPN2 or...
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, what do you think? I'm interested in your opinion.
I have no problem with what she said.
But I mean, why?
No,
did she say F Jesus?
No, I've
did she?
I've,
I think so.
Yeah, she did.
Using the full.
Well, she was talking about
Notre Dame.
Yeah, she was talking about
F touchdown Jesus
and
F Jesus.
Yeah,
but did she use the full word?
Oh yeah,
on the air.
No, it was at a roast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was reading the blog. Yeah. I'm trying to post the comments.
It was at a private thing.
They were roasting Mike and Mike down
you
in
the egomaniac. You had to run out there to see if there were any comments on your blog entry. You are unbelievable.
I caught that too.
No.
You are un
wrong a-hole. I'm posting the comments for all the stuff you and Tom wrote this
you
morning.
You were checking.
No, I
otherwise
wasn't.
You wouldn't have cared. You were checking to see if there were comments about your post.
We go 5 hours without checking the comments.
Oh, baloney. Baloney, you're the first one checking the comments.
Oh, you haven't even. You have to check the comments and post.
You have to make sure they don't say F Jesus.
I don't have time for
it. It's another
No one cares about it. You don't have to do it. We do it.
It's another flaw.
You're
going to
do the ones that I post?
Yes, it'll just go to your email.
Don't worry, Fred. I'm just going to go bulk moderation.
No, so seriously, will you do that for me?
Yes, it'll just go to your email.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, when Eric is searching for every reference of his name, he'll check yours.
Because a couple I did have to delete because there were swear words.
I got you, huh?
No, you didn't.
I got you.
No, you didn't.
You did get them.
No, you didn't.
There's no other read on this.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Look who's standing over my shoulder now trying to read if there's anything about Casale in there. Yes, there is.
No, I want to see if people are making fun of you.
No. I just posted the thing like 2 seconds ago.
And then you checked for comments a second later.
What were we talking
about
before?
You egomaniac.
And he's running up the card for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and it's $1 a minute on that thing for you to, you know, caress your own ego.
Oh.
Jesus.
That's the antenna.
That thing works down here in the bowels of Gillette Stadium.
All of a sudden it's blinking.
I know.
Let's see. Keith writes in, "Hey, Tom, where have you been?" asked Norv Turner. "I was laughing my ass off when I heard this. All I could think of was you and Norv doing a Coors Light commercial. You should have held up a can of ice-cold Coors Light," replied, "Tom, I've been drinking Coors Light and banging chicks since I was 15 years old." Norv says, "No way, I'm 56 and I still haven't banged a chick. Tom, you want me to set you up with some Coors Light and a Gumar? Norv, sure.
Gumar.
Tom, her name is Eric, and you can reach her at webradio.com. Tom, you should call your agent and get an audition for Coors. I bet they pay more than PFW.
I bet that, too. Except they'll have to put in an actor that actually looks like a regular human being to play me.
Where have you been?
He was downright mean.
He was. That's what I said. Well, he just
lost the AFC Championship game. I mean, he's probably a little edgy, you know.
But he could at least wait for me to get out my question.
Yeah. Okay.
I got nothing against Norv. Okay, he was with us during the glory.
Last time anyone on this show accuses me of being gay, Justin from New Hampshire's comment: "I think I love you, Tom." Okay, there you go.
That's in a manly way, though. If you acted like a man, we would take yours in a manly way.
And plus another
Tom's
guy lusting
question.
After you doesn't necessarily make
go
you
Jake
gay.
Steele. Another comment for you,
plus
Fred.
Plus Tom's
nice.
In question. I think that's
yeah.
Been
Tom does you know has made some comments.
He wants
about,
to bend people over and
yeah.
Do all
I
kinds
go
of...
both ways. Depends.
Amy sent in pictures with a gay friend and wanted your opinion on it.
What? Craig Bunce, Craig from North Carolina, writes in. It's a lengthy email. I won't get into all of it.
You say Craig Bunce. I don't know who you're talking
about. Just say Craig.
His main point is that he's really pushing for the Patriots to carry Belichick off the field.
Oh, he's still on that?
He's still on that.
All right, we'll tell Russ Hochstein tomorrow.
There's a picture, Craig, you might want to get. I think it was the Herald today. It has a picture
props
of
for you, Andy.
The Giants carrying Belichick off the field after the 86 NFC Championship game. So that ought to satisfy your thirst.
He was a lot skinnier then, though. It took less to carry him.
Oh, yeah.
Tim wants to know, why on earth would Andy Hart say that Brady's been whipped by women his whole life? Is he just trying to be funny?
Well, no, yes. I do think some of the women, and he's admitted that his sisters controlled him basically growing up, and that has affected his fashion. And I mean, they sort of raised him as their little, I mean, metrosexual, I guess, or whatever. And
brother.
Well, but I don't, well, what's
I'm
a
just kidding.
If a girl grows up with boys, she's a tomboy. What's if a boy grows up with girls?
Eric.
I actually thought
you were
halfway
setting
through,
that up. Yeah,
I was
that's
hoping
very
one
nice.
Of these guys.
I know. I could see where you were going.
Tom
with that.
Beat me. Tom beat me.
And I'm being a little bit. Obviously, there's a joke with the Tara Reid and everything, but I think he is fall under that on some level. A lot of women have affected his life.
All right. Warren says, "I'm traveling to New York for my birthday, the 31st of January, and I'm going to be out there on Super Bowl Sunday.
Where can I watch the game in New York City? Somewhere with a good amount of Pats fans and not just Giants fans. Well, if you go on to Patriots.com and go on to the fan registry section, and you can sort it by state, and I know that there are a couple clubs in New York that are known for Patriots fans. So you can look that up on Patriots.com. That's why we do it, so you can do
like the stuff, Fred.
The Patriots are kind of like, in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be up there with the Cowboys and the Steelers for fans. Because there's just, I did a thing in Arizona, and they said, yeah, we're at the mall, and there's just people walking around in their Patriots jerseys. And I was thinking, what, Arizona? But that's what it is now. They're one of those elite pop, because people, the kids growing up today like the Patriots, like people used to like the Cowboys and the Steelers. So a lot of, not just here, but around the country, all over the place.
Well, they've seen it on the road, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there are 400 people registered in that Arizona fan club. So, I mean,
that's the biggest one, right?
They're out there. What are you rolling your eyes for? I saw that.
You know why I'm rolling my eyes.
Why
are
you rolling?
I know that guy is out there, and I don't like
who?
Yeah, but he's just one guy.
I don't even remember his name. I don't know what his name is.
What happened?
Just said really, really terrible things.
Really? About you?
No, nothing to do with me.
Oh.
Let's see. Justin in Alaska. Let me speak for some referees about some topics. Defensive holding. The caller yesterday was asking about defensive holding. This doesn't just happen in the backfield or by linebackers on tight ends releasing. One of the major defensive holding areas is the D-line. This occurs when, say, Jarvis Green grabs the center and pulls him out of the way to allow Wilfork to move up the field through the gap.
Every once in a while you see
it doesn't happen often.
Well, it doesn't get called often.
No,
I bet it happens more than you think.
Yeah, it doesn't get called a lot, is all I'm saying.
Leg whip. Tom and Andy were talking about the referee staring right at Vrabel when he leg whipped Rivers, which he did. They were perplexed as to why the ref didn't call it. But you have to remember that the officials aren't going to see everything that happens within a five-yard vicinity. Angles play a huge role in that. If you look, you'll see that the guard who was taking Vrabel down ended up going to the ground in front of where the referee was. This could have easily blocked the view of Rabel's leg whip. And the hold, by the way, that, you know, they were holding Vrabel. Criminal.
See, I don't think that's the case. But is Mike Pereira's email done?
just a couple little things. Criminal for attitude, he says. Would you trade Moss for Chad Johnson in 08? Chad's hungry. Moss won't be after February 4th.
Yes,
I would. Plus, he's younger.
Yeah, I would.
18-1 versus 19-0. You were talking the other day about what is more of a motivational tool for the Pats, going 19-0 or not being 18-1. For me, it's the latter. 18-1 is an embarrassment, a failure of a season, a hideous excuse for a football team. If we go 18-1, the 2007 Dolphins will have a better season than we did. We cannot lose.
Holy Moses.
Watch the bridges for that guy.
Yes. Keep all firearms
away. Do they have bridges in Alaska?
Shoelaces.
Did you see that thing about Maglio Ordonez?
And Jose?
Yeah.
He just couldn't be happy keeping his nose semi-clean. He had to try to parlay it into cash.
What happened?
He tried to, if Maglio Ordonez would fund a movie he wants to make, he would keep him out of his next book. Otherwise, he's going in the book.
He's blackmailing people?
Yes.
Your idol.
I love him, but he crossed the line.
Wow.
What do you got, Eric? Anything?
I'm just posting all the comments that people have put up. Mostly for these guys. Good stuff.
Anything more that you want to tell us about practice?
Where was it? Inside the bubble, full pads. Five players had black practice shirts, including both of the other quarterbacks, which was kind of interesting. Who else? Ray Ventrone, your boy.
And one played
the other guy,
Bullock. Okay. Yeah, good point.
Who got to limp all week?
they should probably rename this thing the Ray Ventrone Memorial Black Shirt.
Well,
because he gets
not
it again.
Dead yet. Still alive.
No, but I mean, he gets the shirt all the time. Wesley Britt had it, and Willie Andrews. That's your five and the two quarterbacks.
Okay.
So, inside, a little surprised by that, or no?
No.
No, they're playing inside.
No.
I thought we went over this earlier
because
in the week.
Paul bitch slapped you with this earlier in the week.
Because it's not 90 degrees over there, guy.
Yeah, I know, close but it's like, also not 20 degrees.
It was 90 degrees in the bubble?
I can't
imagine it was more than 60.
The average lows in Phoenix around this time of year are in the low 40s, upper 30s.
That's
so
at night, though.
We're kicking off at 6:20.
True.
Four, actually.
But my point is that...
Yeah, but it won't
just
be
so
that
you know,
cold inside
it's 4 o'clock. The game ends at 7.
They were practicing for the Giants. Surprised?
The point I was just trying to make is they don't have any tangible benefit to play outside in the elements when they're not going to be playing the game outside in the elements.
But I thought we talked earlier that we didn't know if the roof was going to be open or closed.
It's not going to be elements.
If there's elements, the roof will be closed.
If 45 in Arizona is different than 45 in New England.
I mean, if there's like a 10-mile-an-hour wind, they're going to close the roof. I mean, that's...
All I'm saying is the temperatures around game time are not that far off from what they are today. So that's why I'm just saying.
I know, but inside
it's
going to be warm.
18 degrees out there.
I think when it gets cold at night, they're going to.
So that means you're saying they're definitely going to close the roof.
They're going to want the fans to be comfortable.
It's not 18 degrees now, Andy.
What is it now? 25?
No, it's not that cold at all.
Yes, it is.
Let's just say it's
35.
Well, it's not right now.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, it's
35. You saw a thermometer, or are you just using your nose?
It's big.
It is pretty big.
It gets many readings all over the country.
It's going to be at least 20 degrees warm.
Uh-oh, Patriot fans are going to be going nuts. They're comparing the Patriots to the University of Memphis basketball team.
Calipari cheats, Belichick.
All right. This is an interesting email. This is from Mac in Somerville. Yesterday we were talking about duels.
Mac, where's Mac been?
He's been an old-timer. And
yeah, where's
remember
Mac
the
been?
Whole dump truck sound?
It's all this whole, it's these bandwagon jumpers.
And Amy, we love you on the bandwagon.
Let's see. Mac says, yesterday you guys were discussing the fact that duels, unfortunately, have gone out of style. Well, I did some quick research, basically read Wikipedia, and here's what I found out about the dead practice. Only gentlemen were considered to have honor, and therefore only they were qualified to duel. If a gentleman was insulted by a person of lower class, he would not duel him, but would beat him with a cane, riding crop, or whip, or have his servants do so. Dueling is now illegal in all but a few countries around the world. So that means if we insult Eric, he would have to beat us with his cane or riding crop. He wouldn't be able to duel us.
Thank you, Fred. That's nice.
Why?
That's a backhanded compliment.
By the end
of... you can't fight someone in a lower class than you. You can't challenge someone to a duel who's in a lower class.
But thinking you're in a certain class doesn't put you in that class.
By the end of the 19th century, legalized dueling was almost extinct in most of the world. Some American states have laws that establish procedures for legal dueling, but it is unlikely that they would be upheld in court. So assuming you dudes would qualify as gentlemen, here's a prediction of who you might take on.
That's a big assumption, then.
Fred would take on Bill Polian. Tom would take on Roy Williams. And Paul would take on any fan that stands up at a game. And Andy would take on the land tax collector for the town of Dartmouth.
See, I don't like this. What details they know for his town, not town of Dartmouth.
By the way, it's only 34 degrees warmer in Phoenix right now.
That's all?
Well, the game is at midnight. Actually, it's at 4.
All right, web rating with Patriots.com.
Good point by you. You've forgotten a lot this week.
I know. I've got a lot on my mind. A lot on my mind.
What?
Going on.
What's on your
mind? My first Super Bowl. You know, there's a lot going on.
You got any questions you want to ask me right
now? We got no itinerary yet, Fred.
No, we don't.
When are we going to get one?
We're going to get one probably today or tomorrow.
We'll have it in time for the combine.
I'm just hoping we have it in time before Sunday.
You will be fine.
Now I'm hearing about this Deval Patrick thing, and there's going to be 5,000 people in the parking lot. I don't know what time we're supposed to be here.
Let me tell you something, Eric. When Deval Patrick's here and those people are here, your family's going to be on that bus waiting to leave.
Okay.
So or
get here early then.
And you're late, and who cares?
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You're going to get your itinerary.
All right.
It's going to be all spelled out.
Now you see why you get annoyed sometimes with things? Because you don't worry about it. That's the attitude that they have.
I won't leave you hanging.
You're not important enough to know what you have to do.
Paul, I don't even know right now. I don't know.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not blaming you,
Fred. There's a lot of moving parts. It's very fluid. You know, and you know why.
I think we know what time.
We're waiting for people to make decisions.
I think we know what time we're leaving.
It's funny, Mike Felger told me we arrive in Phoenix at 5.
The buses will leave here at noon.
And he works for a Comcast TV station.
The buses will leave here right about noon. They'll leave here right about noon.
So that's earlier, significantly earlier than normal.
So what time do we have to be here?
It means we got
to
be on the bus by like 10 or something.
You'll find out.
Okay.
You know,
I
would be here no later than 9.
We'll get a call at about
because
10
because there's a lot of luggage.
Night.
People have more luggage than they usually bring. They're going to give you bag tags.
Where are we going to park?
Down
you're
the
park
other end.
Down by E3 and E4.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For where the KSB.
What if you're getting dropped off?
But actually, now the Deval Patrick thing, the rally is going to be inside the stadium. It's not going to be out in the parking lot like it was last time.
Oh, that's good. There'll be more room in the parking lot then, right?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
It won't be in the parking lot.
Then how come we have to move parking lots? Just Not that it's...
I don't know. You'll find out.
Is that official, by the way?
What?
The rally is...
Yeah, they sent out a press release today.
Okay,
yeah.
What time?
Gary, what do you got?
What's that?
10 o'clock.
I saw you bringing the microphone close to your face. I didn't know if you wanted to say something.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
But shouldn't I thought for 10 sure o'clock?
I just want to let Eric know that we can't park in that lot because people will still be working here all next week.
Really? I thought everyone was...
I park there every day and people are working here.
No, but what they do is because you're going to be going so long, they put us in an area where they pen it off.
Oh, I got you.
So people don't...
Gotcha.
You know.
I'm a little worried about my car starting after a week. To be honest with you.
I'm not taking my car. That's why I'm getting dropped off.
Let's see.
So what time's the rally? You give the information out. What is it?
The rally starts actually at 10:30. Gates and parking lots open at 9. So people
their team's going to rally.
People will start getting here around.
So you do have to get here early, regardless of where the rally is, because if they're getting here that early, we're going to have to be here.
No tailgating allowed.
No tailgating allowed. The gates open at 9. The actual rally starts at 10:30.
And who will be at the rally?
Governor Deval Patrick. Gil Santos will MC. You'll have
Thank you, Robert.
They'll bring
Can
all
I
the,
ask?
They'll bring all the players
Holy
there.
Toledo.
Tom Brady will talk. Belichick will talk. Robert will talk.
Tom Brady will talk.
Yes, he
so
will.
That very well could be his first public appearance since the boot.
The cheerleaders will be there. The mascot will be there.
I
don't know, Gary, will there be any special
we
guests?
We might get an early injury report with listening him out. Didn't make the trip.
No?
Neo?
We were going to have that guy from Brokeback Mountain, but he couldn't make it.
Wow.
That's one of your best ones ever right there.
Wow. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
Well, Aaron's offended. It's his favorite movie.
Oh, funny story about that. As soon as the news came out, we were sort of, you know, it was late in the day. We were in our
Did you go attend a vigil?
No, but I'm sitting there and I'm reading it and I'm thinking, you know, because Andy and his mistress, Lori, always make fun of me about the boots that I have.
Right.
And so I'm like, I know Lori's going to make a comment. I know she's going to make a comment. Not even 5 minutes later, I just, from behind me, I hear, "Sorry about your loss."
Actually, that guy went out with a lot of movie star woman.
He right? seems like he was one of those wacko artsy fartsy types, like you, Eric.
Yeah, but the guy—he
had sex with women.
I understand. The guy's 28 years old.
Yep, he's got a kid.
Yeah, but he's a movie star. He makes ridiculous amounts of money. What the hell is he depressed about?
I know.
What in God's name?
He's one of those artsy. That's my point. He's one of those wackos.
Well, you know, people—they have
tortured
probably a chemical imbalance.
I don't get it.
And he looks really good in that new Batman that's coming out. Looks
wow.
really good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What?
He
looks really good.
No, he. You know how the Joker, yeah. when it was Nicholson, was like perfect? His is like his paint is all, like he looks like a psycho Joker. He looks like a.
Oh, he's the Joker?
Is Christian yeah. Bale playing Batman again?
I think so.
Oh,
Same
good.
Guy who played the last
I liked that last Batman was the
Dark.
Best.
It was very,
yeah,
very.
That was excellent.
It was very brooding Batman.
I mean, I liked the first two with Michael
Keaton.
I
haven't watched one since
They were
the
good,
first
too.
One.
Then they started getting a little wacky when they brought in
when
the
George
other
Clooney was Batman.
Yeah,
awful,
no.
awful.
The first two were good, but this last
Sorry,
one
guys.
Was the best. The last one was the best.
Before your time, Andy?
No, I've seen all these, but I'm apologizing to people that don't want to hear about Batman.
You don't know if he doesn't have any interest, that means no one has any interest.
Right.
Yeah, well,
you haven't figured that out
that's
yet?
That's true. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I personally agree with Andy on this one. I have no interest either.
Three-fifths of the panel has no interest. Let's move on.
Hey, but Paul, you haven't seen a movie since Rocky 1.
Breaking Away.
Oh.
I told you, Breaking Away.
Breaking Away. Okay, I don't even know
That's
what that
actually
is.
At the movies.
Yes, Christian Bale is in Batman.
Mata from Georgia.
Thank you, Gary.
This is my second time writing in. First time I
yes,
wrote in,
Christian
Andy
Bale.
Made fun of my last name. Thanks, Andy. I cried myself to sleep, but my pillow isn't as big as yours.
Hello, Mata.
Hello, Mata.
I've been listening to your show since preseason. All you guys are great and add to the show. I tuned in at around 12:30, so I'm not sure if you covered this story yet. Seymour is being accused of headbutting. Norv Turner. No.
It was Tom who fought Norv Turner. Seymour barked at some underling coach, and he didn't headbutt him.
I watched the YouTube video. It's not even close. My boss, a huge Colts fan, saw the article and yelled from his office, "Now Seymour's headbutting people. You guys are dirty."
Well, that I agree with.
People hate the Pats, and as a native New Englander, I love it. You guys are great. Thanks for adding to my enjoyment of the season. It makes my boss mad that he hears you coming from my office Tuesday through Friday. That is satisfying. Well, you better watch out.
Why are you trying to make your boss mad?
I know.
Gary, the best part of that video with Seymour headbutting is the person taping it on YouTube is actually taping your pregame crap.
The big screen.
Like the 300, Jumbotron. Is it 300 monologue or whatever the guy? He's taping that, and then he turns to Seymour. So, you know. At least one person enjoys what you do.
Somebody named Tim, Paul, has a problem
with
you.
Him and Vince Wilfork. He's the one who requested in the air tonight.
Phil God, Collins. Awful.
What?
Have you guys ever sat outside?
No. Not in the new stadium.
Next email, because you're not allowed to talk about it.
Why? I just think that's awful.
Are you telling me that it's actually loud outside and we just don't hear it?
That song gets louder than normal.
Because the players would certainly disagree with you on that. The players have commented how quiet it is in the stadium.
No, it's certainly quiet.
Tim has a problem with Cam.
Tim says, someone tell Paul that he isn't important. He is a very small part of the organization.
I agree.
And I am guessing, he cost the team money.
I agree.
Okay. Now,
why that shot, though? What, did you say that you were important earlier?
Certainly not.
I think he was talking about when we were talking about Fred saying, you know, don't worry about it. You'll know when you have to.
Oh, that could be.
It might be that comment that he's referring to.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Certainly
not important, I wouldn't say. But nice to have a plan, though.
Talking about the paper being online, Todd says, I'm not going to kill a tree and pay international shipping for a paper I'm not going to read. Couldn't you sell advertising for the online version? How much difference would there be in the prices you could charge for online advertising opposed to advertising in the paper?
Well, there's some problems there. I don't think the local McDonald's or the local limousine company wants to advertise in Africa. They're not paying extra for some loser. No offense to you in the Congo, Mister, whoever that guy was that called, but they don't. That's not their target audience.
Right.
Plus, people don't. I mean, advertisers.
Well, plus that's a huge issue.
Right. They don't want to pay.
Let's not pretend. I mean, as much as we make fun of Fred for not doing his job and being on the cutting edge of new media, but Fred, correct. Since you are on the cutting edge of new media, isn't this the issue with the writer's strike, the director's strike, streaming radio stations finding way to pay people, and who deserves money and advertising?
It's the repurposing of the stuff that the stars or the voiceover people or whoever do for TV, then they reuse it on the internet, and they think they should be paid extra.
Right.
You know, it's why when you're listening to Patriots Monday and they go to a break, you don't hear the commercials. It's for a couple reasons. One, because the people, the advertisers aren't paying for that reach. But two, there's like talent in the voiceover, and they get paid for a certain thing. Right, Gary? Am I right? He's shaking his head.
But and some people want him to say yes.
Yes. let's see. Craig from Boxborough. I don't know if this has been mentioned yet, but I was reading through it and thought it was pretty stupid. ESPN ranked the importance of all 106 players that will be in the Super Bowl. I thought there was some interesting highlights.
Ray Ventrone.
Especially Ray Ventrone at 96.
Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
Wow.
Described as a core special teams contributor who tries hard and can fill in at safety in an emergency.
I'm going to talk to him about that.
Now I need to know. Who's 106?
Wait, that would
be a good story. ESPN?
How is he a core special teams contributor? He had no tackles in two games. At least Mr. 106, Antoine Spahn, had one tackle.
Oh, Mr. Spahn 106, huh? Where's Troy Brown? He's not even active.
I don't know. I don't have the list in front of me.
Mr. Patriot.
So they have a 106. They have
that is a great,
106
great idea.
Person power ranking. For
that
the
is
Super
a
Bowl.
Great idea.
I'm pleasantly surprised Ventrone came in at 96.
I know, seriously. No, I'd ask on the other end, what spot is the first Giant? I'm guessing Brady is one. Is Moss two,
three.
Or is he not two anymore?
OCU Manure is three.
Who's two?
Moss.
Oh, Moss, yeah.
Jason.
That's a great idea. Well, who did
that? Can we do the top 10?
Well, we got our three. Eli Manning has to be coming at four or five.
Gary looks it up.
Well, I'd say the two receivers for the Giants are definitely in the top 10.
See,
two.
I wouldn't. I would say Plaxico.
Monty Toomer?
Toomer
not
drops
Toomer.
More than he catches.
Yeah. But I think he's
Toomer
a big,
is Brandon Merriweather. They bounce
if he
off
has
his
a
chest.
Good game, it's going to be tough for the Patriots.
It's the power ranking.
He has
so
a good
Fred,
game. It'll be his
on,
first in a month.
Right.
I thought it meant how. No, I thought it was contribution to a win in the Super Bowl.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. What is it, Gary?
We're better at this than anybody. We talked about something we haven't seen.
If it's contributions to the win in the Super Bowl, there shouldn't be any Giants in the top 40.
And Ray Ventrone.
Patriots are going to win the game.
Should be ahead of Ellis Hobbs.
Favorites.
I think it's just all-around ability, the best players.
Who cares?
Me.
Oh,
it's got nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
One is Brady, two is Moss, three is Umanura. Let's go.
Four is Manning.
Burris. Three is Welker.
Four is Lawrence
we're
Maroney.
Somebody.
Four.
Strahan, did we say that?
Asante Samuel.
Hey, young lady.
Richard Seymour?
People still call him as.
Flawed rankings.
Yeah.
as much as I love
Richard. Jason in Chiba, Japan, you shared the praise for the resurgence of the running game between Maroney, the offensive line, and the tight ends. Are you willing to look back and lay the blame, then, on the O-line and the tight ends for when they weren't getting it
done?
I'm just thinking that if the line is sharing the praise now, they should have been sharing the blame then. I was also thinking that you're douche canoes. And
by
also,
the way, 10 is Chris Snee.
Heh.
Oh, come on.
Give me the top 10, Gary.
Brady Moss, Umanyora, Seymour, Strahan, Burris, Mankins, Samuel, Vrabel, Snee. Eli Manning is 15.
Somewhere Amy's moist.
What?
Extended period of Gary.
Gary, if you
can't say that.
Whoa. I'm sure you can.
You can't say that.
I can't?
No,
I wouldn't
even
have
drawn
said
the
that.
Line there. No. I'm drawing the line.
Let's put
there.
It this way. When I turn to Tom and I look at Tom and he has these eyes wide and his eyebrows are back, that means you probably said something you shouldn't
say. He just has a weird filter.
Why would you say?
Nothing.
Don't now, Eric, do you have a feud going with Jason and Chiba?
He has a feud going with everyone.
Everyone hates me, but I don't know if
is Jason 14? Then yes.
He said something on YouTube, and he says, Britt Hume is a journalist, my white hairy ass. There are plenty more where that came from, speaking of the YouTube clip he sent. And if he wants examples of Sean Hannity or Bilo or Glenn Beck, I've got plenty of those too. Seriously, guys, find yourself a good news source, which is to say something factual. For example, Comedy Central is much better for news than Fox News and much funnier.
I think a week or two ago on the show we were talking about politics, and I mentioned that I liked I watch Britt Hume's show on Fox.
Okay, so he's
Special
saying
Report. So he's dissing Britt
Hume. In other words,
he's a Democrat.
Right.
So
sounds like it.
He's a liberal.
Gary, if you like it,
maybe he's one of the ones that broke into Romney headquarters today.
A couple of Cambridge men.
Really?
Yeah.
They broke into Romney.
Yeah, they were caught red-handed as they were coming out.
So. Gary, if you like it, you can keep the sake, but bring the boys back their Japanese whiskey. I told Andy I'd get him
the Suntory. Well, at least now we know it's sake.
He requested if he remembered where I was from. Oh, yeah, and there was a note in that, you computer monkey, give them back their booze. Wow.
Hey, you monkey. I'd go more gorilla.
So we don't need the booze, Gary. You can keep it since I stole your tequila.
Yeah. You did start whole issue.
I did?
By just stealing whatever
you saw. It was just sitting there. I figured I'd take it
home. Gary was on vacation.
Somebody else would have taken it.
We
leave a sandwich in the fridge and somebody takes it.
I don't know what.
Yeah, it's that guy who's supposed to be cleaning it.
Right.
He's eating and watching TV.
That's right. So I figured, I better take it home. I made margaritas with it. It was delicious.
Top shelf.
You drank all that already?
No, I drank like a quarter of it.
You just sit at home, drink margaritas.
It's New Year's Eve.
Do you have a problem?
No.
Because
we know you do, Andy.
I've noticed a lot of you drinking over the last martinis and margaritas.
Tis
like
the season.
Commercial.
What season?
Playoff
like
season.
This in this commercial.
I'll tell you what's going on. It's all over
for a mom type.
It's all over.
She's very hot.
This is it. It's coming to an end.
He's drinking till the end? Just going down the blaze of glory?
He's going to retire, I think.
I might just drink myself to death.
I think you're going to retire.
Fred, just make sure you wait another 10 years or so.
Is that why you're so happy, the Seau thing? Because it's really you're talking about?
Thumbs
you're going
up.
Out on top?
No, I've already... He's never had
I've already got my ring he was going to say.
I've experienced it. He never has. I feel good for him. I'm happy for Junior Seau.
He's been in the Super Bowl.
But he's never won it.
Got his butt whooped.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, they showed it earlier.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll see you then, and then it'll be off to Arizona. And who knows what's going to happen next week. All right. See you.